Blog Talk Radio.
New York is shy. Perfect combination. Kells, Biggie.
Like Timbos and Jabos, bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know, drop the scenario.
It was me, D, the MPB, the Blunts and Brute Thang, knocking some Wu-Tang, M-E-T-H, oh shit, look at them lips and them hips on that bitch.
Girl.
She hits the dip, so I can drop my Macadocious shit, like the blunt clip, and recognize the pimp. Needless to speak, the G's obsolete, don't sleep, bang the skins in the week.
Ooh.
On the street, up the avenue, I seen her on the block, who she rapping to? That's my nigga D, damn he got G, now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya, get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing, you make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see, we gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Play a fall like a moon, play a star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I be cruising up the block, I be passing her, pimping hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking a sister. A message to the fellas that really get some hits, but she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister look better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you. So break the fuck out like a rash, I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones, stilettos, doobies, hip others to show off your boogie. I'm hanging with the best of them, sleep. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. Dancing in the club, it's VIP.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning. I roll up all black and Paula
high.
So high when I walk in the club, I see the chick that used to get the dick. Now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce. Wanna back in my ride again,
wanna back in my ride again.
But I don't want no girlfriend. See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool.
Ooh.
We can do this if you're feeling the same way too. Come on girl, let's go to my hotel. Have a party all night in my hotel. Pop on smoke door in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my cell. Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. If the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Happy motherfucking Monday, Ratchet Mondays. I'm here, Bills Mania, with my co-host. Where my co-host at?
I'm right here, player.
Nigga, I said my co-host. Come in there, say Birdman.
Hey, we in this building. We in the building. What's happening? What's going on? Ratchet Mondays.
G2 Palace, they got us back for another motherfucking Monday.
You know it.
We here. So for all the listeners, I hope you're going to enjoy today's show. Please tap that one. Press that one. We'll get on the air.
Hold on, co-host. Let's give them the number, though. Gotta give them
the
number.
They know the number, man. They listening right now.
Hey, that number, 646-200-3838. If you want to call in and get in on the show, get in on the topic for Ratchet Mondays with me and my man, Bills Mania, 646-200-3838. Press the number one. Get in on this conversation. Because we getting it.
Or just hold so you can listen. That's all.
Hey, Bill, tell us what the topic for today, dog.
Let's get into some topics right now. Hold on one second. What I want to talk about is why McDonald's is so fucking expensive, man.
McDonald's?
Why McDonald's?
Oh, that's what you ate before you came. So basically, you gonna take a commercial break to go take a shit, huh?
I'm just gonna take a shit on the phone. Man. It's Ratchet Monday.
Ratchet Mondays.
No. If you hear a flood.
While you getting into that topic,
I got it right now.
Okay, go ahead.
About to promote yourself? Go ahead, promote yourself.
I was going to promote it out. You don't have to promote it. Come on, now I got to. My family did me a service, and I feel blessed, and I'm honored to host the show with my man one more week. And, of course, I'm streaming live through Real Talk 101. You guys can catch us at www.spreaker.com/user/realtalk101. Sign up, follow us, just like you're following GQ. Man, two good stations, two good networks, good shows. It's gonna be gravy, man. It's gonna be pretty heavy, pretty funny today. I think y'all better go take a leak too, because I'm gonna have you pissing on yourself today.
Yeah,
hey, and that guest book, www, put the HTTP in, because we knew, you know what I'm saying? So put the http://www.realtalk101radio.com www.realtalk101radio.com to go ahead and sign the guest book and just, you know what I'm saying, look your boy up. Hopefully I'll be around with GQ Palace for a long time, man. I'm loving the network.
Okay. Well, you can catch me every Saturday from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, 3 to 5 p.m. on FlowEmpireRadio.com, FlowEmpireRadio.com, Battle of the Sex Drives. That's it. So I got
you. Call it Battle of the Sex Drives Slash.
Battle of the Sex Drives,
Ratchet Saturday.
Every Saturday.
You should call it Slash Ratchet Saturdays, Bill.
Hmm?
You should call it Slash Ratchet Saturdays.
Ratchet Saturdays? Nah, we're not that ratchet, but they let me catch you right here on Ratchet Monday. So, the first topic I want to get into, we got three topics today.
Let's go.
The first topic I want to get into is, would you sleep with your boss for a promotion?
Would you fuck your boss for a promotion?
Let's take sleep out of it. Would you fuck your boss for a promotion?
Man.
I'm talking about the motherfucking, like, to be a manager or something, not to be like a low budget supervisor, but to be a manager.
Like you running shit. Exactly. When you running shit, like you telling motherfuckers to do
matter.
You got your thing on the trigger, you can fire some motherfuckers.
Some more commas in your motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Some more thousands on your yearly statement.
Well, since it's a ratchet Mondays, not just would you do it, but you ratchet if you do that. That's ratchet. You ratchet if you do that. I'm sorry.
What was the female on your boss look good? Like fucking Keisha Washington or some shit like that. What's her name? Keisha Washington? Whoever.
Keisha Washington.
Megan Good.
Is she looking like Megan Good? I think I'm ratchet. I don't got nothing to say. I just think I'm ratchet.
I think you hit it.
I'm ratchet. I'm ratchet. That's all I can say. Megan Good, my boss, I'm ratchet.
Now, both she look like Precious.
The Birdman is not ratchet at all. She look like Precious. I'm the best employee you got. I'm going to earn my motherfucking spot.
So, you said depending on how she looks.
Depending on how she looks, pimp.
Rather you hit it or not. That's what you're saying.
Depending on how she looks, pimp.
Okay.
She gotta look good. If she ain't look good, I can't do nothing with you.
So, well, I mean, this is not continuous then. If it's just a one shot, one deal.
I guess it depends on the situation.
Man, depends on the money.
Exactly.
How much
depends
do it work?
On the situation.
Depends on money. One shot, one deal. Not nothing continuous. Then.
All right, y'all. So y'all got topic number one. All right, Bill. What's topic number two, though?
Well, topic number two is called like Dirty Little Secrets, right?
Uh-oh.
Dirty Little Secrets.
Uh-oh.
No, people got secrets.
Uh-oh.
And shit like that. Now, let's say you met somebody in a club or something, you popped off with them or something like that. So you've been spending time with them for like 30 days, something like that. So,
30 days.
Yeah. Around like 30 days. They invite you to their crib. They forgot to tell you that they still with their baby mom or something like that. Or, and their baby mom just come on the phone. I mean, come through the... Just come through the door. Why you fucking come through the door? They forgot to tell you. Or
so
better yet, let's say you go to their crib and they nasty. Their crib is just dirty, and they got children running around with fucking dirty ass diapers on and shit like that.
Straight
shit
ratchet.
Like
straight ratchet. So basically, if you dealing with a chick or a dude, and that chick or that dude's baby mama, baby daddy come and
baby got
your ass,
baby
y'all
got
in there doing the damn thing, and they come, you fucking ratchet. If you fine as hell, I'm just gonna say the ladies, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to get on y'all head. I'm gonna have to say the ladies, if you fine as hell and I take you or I finally go to your house and your shit all over the place, you got dishes in the sink, your bathroom got when you brush your teeth and the spit fly on the window or a mirror residue, your ass is ratchet. I'm sorry. What's topic number three, Bill?
Oh, we got somebody that pressed one. We got my man Mel. Mel, you there? Mel, man, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-oh, we got the mailman on
the
phone.
Mailman,
what's up, mailman?
Here. Welcome to Ratchet Monday.
Okay. Yeah.
So hold on. I'm gonna give everybody the third topic right quick, and then you can just go on to all three topics if you want. So let's get to the third topic. So the third topic I have, you know, it's spring break time and all that shit, right? So would you, let's say, I'm not gonna say let. I'm just gonna say tip the top. If somebody like your motherfucking relationship, somebody goes to like spring break or even the NBA weekend, would you like allow that? That shit can like end relationships and things like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you agree, Birdman? Or if you go, then if your bra go, then you can't say no if you go, right?
Okay, so I see what you said. Let me make sure I get this straight and let the callers make sure they hear it. So,
right.
You saying if we together, we in a relationship, we passed the jump off stage, and we in a relationship, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm sorry, I'm going to use the ladies again, and, you know what I'm saying, I got a lady that be baller chasing, and All-Star Weekend come up, and she take off with her homegirls, tell me she going somewhere else, but she end up at All-Star Weekend, and I see her on the commercial, and she doing a damn thing with Carmelo Anthony or something, she ratchet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Basically, I'm saying, Do getaways like All-Star Weekend, Spring Break, or like that, do that fuck up a relationship?
Yeah, that's a no-no, bro. That's a no-no. You pass the jump off stage, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, you pass the jump off stage. I'm talking about you. This is somebody that you with.
That's ratchet. I'm sorry. That's ratchet.
So, we got Mailman online right now. Mailman. You know three topics?
Yeah, okay. First, I want to comment on the first topic. All right. would you sleep with your boss to get ahead? Am I right?
Right. Get a promotion.
Yeah. For a promotion. Well, I grew a Birdman that's tight ratchet, but also, if she's hot, and I know that there's no way in hell that I have to do the shit that I had to do before, then I have to say, yeah, I'll be ratchet.
I'm ratchet all the way. If it's Megan good, I'm ratchet.
I feel you on that. If Megan, hell yeah.
So you say Megan, so it's depending on how she looked then.
Yeah,
so if you look like Precious, you ain't gonna hit it.
Nah, I can't do it. But, you know what I'm saying, she looked good. And also, I'm not even going to say that, all right? It depends on what you had, what you doing in your previous, you know what I'm saying, state at the job. Know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you doing something that's just fucking, just like, stressful like a motherfucker, and she come up to you and say, yo, you sleep with me, I'll give you this, you put you here, and there, you have a bigger office, then you might have to say, especially maybe not a Precious, but maybe if she like a 7, you know what I'm saying, you may, alright, get a bigger office.
That's when you give her that German Shepherd canine look side to side.
Word.
I mean, this question is vice versa. It's also for the ladies. So, ladies, if you're listening, you press that 1. Also for the ladies, too. Like, you know, just sleep with your boss for promotion. I know people done it.
Of course, people done it. It's been done since the age of time. Shit. Since job.
So, Melman, what about the second one?
What's the second one again?
Second one is like, no, Dirty Little Secrets, Birdman.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty Little Secrets. That's if you, know what I'm saying, you gotta, it's like a two-part ratchetness. If you got a woman, you know what I mean, and you just started dating her or whatever, y'all start going out and she bad as hell, Megan Good bad, and you finally get to the house and that bitch house looked like a tornado and went through it. Or if you dealing with a chick, you didn't even know she had multiple baby daddies, but one of the baby daddies still got that privileges. Y'all getting it, and this nigga walking the door and in the kitchen fixing the sandwich while you beating it up.
Oh, no. That's a no-no. I can see if you didn't know after the jump off stage, but once you find out, you gotta cut that bitch off, because that's drama.
Exactly.
That's unnecessary drama, especially if a kid's going around dirty diaper house fucked up, then one baby father still got hell no.
Yo, what if it's a twist? Like, what if the niggas okay with it? Like, they can come in the room and be like, oh, excuse me, oh, my bad. Continue. I'm going to the living room and watch the Miami Heat game right now.
he stopped you, Bill, and he'd be like, hey,
Cool.
Hey, then he stop you, dog. He'd be like, my man, you if you twist a little bit to the right, she like that, dog. I just want to let you know.
Just food for thought.
Yeah, that's, all right, I hear you. Well, it'll have to be some ground rules, like, yo, he just can't be barging up in here. I don't want him to see my nuts, you know what I'm saying? I don't want him to see me fucking you then. If I'm fucking you somewhat, like, he never fucked you before, and you know what I'm saying? He might think some type of way, like, yo, what? You know?
Nah.
He might think some type of way, like, oh, she never reacted like that with me.
You're in it the right way. What about you, Bill? What you gonna do? You said you sitting there doing your thing, and he come in and watch the Miami Heat game. What you gonna do? She look like Megan Good. Let's go with that scenario, and then we go with Precious next.
Nigga, I'm gonna continue to hit it.
Well, keep going. I got five minutes left.
I'm gonna finish my shit off, but then
of course, you gotta finish it off. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying afterwards, gotta be some type of ground rule.
I got mine. I hope you get yours.
Yours, basically. I'm just saying it got to be some type of ground rule. Know what I'm saying?
What ground rules? Like what? What you mean by ground rules?
what I mean, like, okay, if one of the baby fathers, you know what I'm saying, they feel like they can still come up in her crib, whatever, but they respect you to a certain extent, like, all right, boom, I know that's your man, whatever, or y'all doing y'all thing, you have to be like, yo, you just can't come over my crib any old time. You got to at least call. You know what I'm saying? Got to be some type of ground rule.
What if they like, what if they live together, though?
Some
people like that, man. They still live with persons.
Yeah, that's
other people coming in and just, you know, doing whatever. And that shit is crazy, right, bro, man? What you think about that?
Nah.
What if they live together?
Yeah. Nah, that's crazy. That's ratchet.
I had a situation like that. I had a situation like that. Well, not me in a situation, but I knew a friend that her and her ex was done with each other, and they had a relationship going, or they was done in their relationship, but they had their joint going on outside the relationship or outside of the house. Basically, they was roommates, and they stayed together because, you know, financial burdens, I guess. Even though they wasn't together no more, they still roommates, and one would have somebody come over, and they in there having a hollering competition and shit, who they can make the, which one can make the person they brought home yell the loudest and shit. That's crazy.
I mean, is it worth it still? Is it worth it still to deal with that person? Knowing that the person that they live with, they used to fuck around and shit like that?
Oh, no, I ain't gonna never be no room. Hey, we done. You gotta get your
not yet, yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. You gotta go. I don't even wanna look at you. I'm Aquarius,
man.
You done. You finished. You gotta go.
Well,
get up out of
here. I agree with you on that, Birdman.
Okay, so Birdman, what about the third one? Talking about All-Star Weekend.
Yo, I think that's a no-no.
So you saying if you're in a relationship and she can't go to All-Star Weekend?
I mean, it all depends who she go with. Like, is she going with family? That's one thing. But is she going with a girl? And I know how All-Star Weekend get down. You know what I'm saying? That's like a free-for-all. You know what I'm saying? Party, 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 whatever. NBA players, you never know. Groupies. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a jealous person, but at the same time, I gotta say, like, you know, damn, she going to All-Star Weekend, like, without me? Yeah, I'll have to think about that.
You know she's going to get her groupie on, period.
Exactly, exactly.
She's going to find
she
a ball with
fucking J.L. Smith balls on her neck.
That's what I'm saying. We all know. We all know.
What goes,
yeah.
You know what goes on the All-Star Weekend.
Exactly. We all know what goes on at All-Star
Weekend. That's not bullshit right now.
What?
She going to All-Star Weekend. She going to find her a ball. It's kind of like that one of them plays that Tyler Perry did at the end when Madea was like, these ratchet girls out here, they going, they taking that. You check your bank account. She was like, man, check your bank account. Check your damn bank account. Say you got $25 in your bank account. And the next thing you know, you see $24 in your bank account. That's that damn girl taking them twigs. Them, he said, that's what I call twigs. They taking them twigs over across town to build her the nest somewhere else. So eventually, she going to build a nest and she going to leave your ass. That's what she doing. She going All-Star Weekend to put them twigs up.
That's right.
Like, you know what I mean? But you let her go to All-Star Weekend. If you let her go All-Star Weekend, then that means you can go to, like, spring break and shit like that, right?
That's right. There you go. I mean, you can't stop her from going.
Remember the Freak Nick? I know y'all remember the Freak Nick. You can go to the Freak Nick.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. They'll still be freaking off in spring break.
You go to spring break, though, dog. That's like, they be getting white girl wasted. I want to go to the Freak Nick where they twerking and shit.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to the Black College Reunion during that being Daytona, Florida. You go, that's it. You got some crazy. Gonna be some black girls out there, some young ones too.
I want to go with the grown women that I mess around. And go to Daytona to a college thing. One of them little 19-year-olds, boy. Nah, they be stalking.
There you go.
They be stalking you.
Get you one like K Michelle.
Oh yeah.
Extra fat.
To the extra fatty.
Extra fatty. And got friends too. like, yeah, that, I mean,
right?
I don't know, man. I don't think, man, that shit can ruin your relationship, man, going to All-Star Weekend. Cause
yeah, that can. That can ruin it. If it don't ruin it, it's going to put a big dent.
You know, like, the who's a who people was there.
Of course.
All the NBA ballers, the ones that didn't make the All-Star team, they there.
Mm-hmm.
The backups. You got the backups sitting on the sideline.
R&B singer, like Trey Songz or somebody. Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, we care about you, man. They gonna put they ball.
You got Lil Wayne. Hey, you got Lil Wayne sitting behind them.
What?
You got Lil Wayne sitting behind them. putting $100 in her lap, like, you know, you coming with me later, right? He don't even ask.
Right.
Matter of fact, go get me a beer real quick. Here go 100. Keep the change.
Right.
So what's up, world? Call us in. Call in, baby. 646-200-3838. Press 1. Let us know what y'all think about the three topics.
I'm still on?
Yeah, you still on?
Yeah, you still on, dog. You still on, baby. You with us. The family thing. You with us for the whole 2 hours. Go ahead, sit down on that couch, bro.
Well, I got to go under this. I got to go on the train right now. But I'm going to tune back in.
Oh, okay, for sure. Make sure you call us back, brother.
All right.
That was Mel.
I got trains
online
out there in New York, Bill. We ain't got no damn train. We got a Metro Link. Y'all should go underground. We on top of the ground. We in the sun. Y'all down there with rats and shit.
Oh, yeah, man. That underground. Yo, man. They just raised up the fare, too, man. Now you got to pay a whole $2.50 to go one way, so it's $5 both ways.
Man, that's rats. Now that's right.
That's like they don't give a fuck. MTA don't give a fuck. That's what that is.
So did you just say you gotta pay $2.50 to get on the train?
Yeah.
How about you pay $5 a gallon just to drive your shit? How about that?
Oh, it's too congested up here, bro.
People
got cars, but it's not spacious like California. I've been in California before.
That's why they went to New York looking like track stars there where they go. They walk around them Tims, huh, looking good.
Listen, man. Listen. So, we got people listening, so press that one button. We need a female. Can we get a female perspective on it? Let your man go to Cancun or something like that. I don't know. Cancun, I think Cancun's played out a little bit. Let him go to spring break or something like that. You already know what's going to happen. Or go to Vegas. Something like that.
I want to know what they think. See, the women, I think I scare women away when I keep saying, you know, the women doing the ratchet stuff. Ladies, I don't mean to scare y'all away. I'm just, you know, I got to put y'all out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff y'all do, y'all be messing with these lames. And they accept the stuff y'all do. You know what I mean? They don't say nothing about it. But, you know, you deal with somebody like me, I'm going to call you on it. But if you're looking like Megan Good, you can get away with something. Well, let's talk about that. How much ratchetness can a woman get away with, bro?
Okay, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. We're going to go to a quick break right quick. Play a little song, and then we're going to come back with it. I'll let y'all niggas know how I feel about that. All right, let's go to the break. Ratchet Monday, be here.
Close to my look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know what it calls it, a fatty. Now, shit, so sick. Got a hit and picked up a habit.
All black at the white shows, white shoes at the black shows, green car for the Cuban links, y'all sit back and enjoy the light show, nothing exceeds like a set, South guy gal from having the best of the best, is this what it's all about, I'm at the rest, the brunt, my rent, serving the guests, gears of distress, tears on the dress, try to hide a face with the makeup sex, this is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. Yeah. All things for my angel. Yeah. Alexander Wang too. Yeah. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga tryna cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit to die, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love, love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love.
And we got something.
back. We definitely the fuck back now. Birdman is here. We here. Back to motherfucking Mondays. The first song I know is Justin Timberlake.
I'm gonna show you a new day. Show you a new day.
The second song, I don't really know who that was, but that shit sound hot though. Oh, I like the way you make me feel. Put me in the bed together. Well, let me start. We here, Ratchet Mondays, man. We here.
We here, y'all.
Yeah, we here. Oh, we got somebody that pressed one. Caller, you on?
Somebody showing us some
love. T.
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
What's up, fam?
I know you got some kind of call, T. You got to come in. Wait, let's start this over. Hold on, Bill. Let's start this over. We got a caller right now. I know you got some kind of call, so we got a caller right now. T's on the line. T, can we get that call?
What's up? What's up, fam?
What's
the fam doing?
Oh, we doing good. You know, we on the radio, so we ain't home.
What y'all ratchet motherfuckers talking about tonight?
Well, hey, you know me. I'm questioning the ladies. I got some shit I want to get into.
We want to know what you sleep with your boss for promotion.
What?
You sleep with your boss for promotion.
No, man.
Come on, T.
Listen.
Idris, what's that boy name?
No,
Idris Elba.
No.
Denzel.
I'm gonna tell y'all a story.
I didn't have to sleep
with him, but I got my raise anyway. I used to work construction. No, seriously. The dude owned the company, right? And I was the only female. My ex-husband used to work for him.
Uh-oh.
And I used to drive. When we would go out of town, my ex-husband didn't go.
Uh-oh.
So I was just getting money just to be driving. I was getting paid like, what, $22.50 an hour just to be driving.
So that's good.
Heck
that's
yeah.
Good.
You know, but it wasn't no, like, promotion, but, you know, I was getting them dollars. I didn't care.
I'm quite sure you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that slept for a promotion.
Or you got some dirty little secrets. Come on now.
No. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You going to the grave with it?
I'm going to the grave with it.
That's my story, and I promise you I'm sticking to it.
Now, the second one is called Dirty Little Secrets. Now, let's say we're going to put a scenario out there. Let's say you with a dude, right, and you been with him for like a month. So you go over to his house, and y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all fucking or whatever, doing y'all thing. And his baby mom comes in and like, hello, my name is Shantae. Like, what would you do? Still do with that dude or what?
I tell her, hold up, wait a minute.
And you found out that they living together. You found out they living together.
Hey, I'm a still doing.
You still going to do what?
You going to still do it?
I'm going to still do him, yep.
Okay, so guess what? I need you to go back to the previous question and tell about some extra story. You sticking to it? I'm gonna call BS on that one.
Else online, bro. We got somebody else online. Female, Kia, are you there? Kia, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Kia.
How you doing, Miss Kia?
Did you just say that?
What?
Hello?
I think you're talking on the headphones. You gotta get out some headphones, baby girl.
I'm sorry.
What you say, Kia?
I said, did I hear what you just said?
Probably.
Which part?
Ain't no shame in my game.
I know. I'm sitting here laughing, Stevie, because I got this sore throat coming. I was like, did she just say what I just heard?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she said it.
You got to realize I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
I know, hey. You
but I can go back to them days. They don't want that. They don't want that. I'm trying to be a decent cougar these days, but now, you know, if they want me to go back to them old days, ooh-wee.
There ain't no such thing as a decent cougar, too.
You're trying to be a decent cougar.
I try to be. Seriously, I try to be.
Make sure the nails ain't too sharp.
Go ahead, T.
Kia, before we get to Kia, Miss T, if you dealing with a dude and this brother, you know what I'm saying, looking like Denzel, you looking like Denzel and y'all are...
Nobody looking like Denzel.
Okay, well, he looking like somebody.
Okay, go ahead and finish.
He looking like somebody, right? And you guys, you know, y'all doing your thing, and he's like, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to go back to the house with you. You go back to the house, and you go use the bathroom or the restroom, and you got piss on the toilet seat. He got no tissue, and the nigga got old milk in the refrigerator. The glass got stains on it, and he got stains on the couch. With. Is that the deal breaker? Is he ratchet or what?
You know what? He's just a little filthy bastard. But you know what? If I'm feeling him like that, we're going to have to make a move and get this bad boy together.
So you going to help him clean?
Uh-huh.
You going to help him clean up?
So I sure would.
Wow. That's right.
If he giving you good head, you going to pull out the broom and all that?
Yeah, you know it.
Oh my God, damn! So you gonna put the apron on and get busy.
If the
you have the apron on with the back open,
the fabuloso out.
It's got to be clean before I go up in it, though. Listen,
what'd you say?
It's got to be clean before I go up in it, though. No,
so you have the apron on with the back open. Wow.
I would not lay in the bed, and you know you can't even move. Or you got them cuckaberry sheets, you know.
Wait. Did you say cuckaberry sheets like Nappy?
Yes.
Oh, so he got basically got bread and cookie crumbs in the bed.
Everything up in that bed.
Okay,
you know what?
So
but then
said,
again, we're going to have to go to my place first, I guess.
Full of Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Because but you know, you got men like that. They sharp as a tack when they get out. You walk up in their place, you be like, what the hell is this? You know, living like
organized mess.
Yeah.
Organized mess.
Exactly. You know, but then some men, I'm serious, they so clean, it's pathetic. You know, I was dating a neat freak, but I didn't get mad at him. You know, I really liked it because, like I said, a clean man? Yeah, that's what's up.
He said an organized mess. So you gonna go with the organized messy man, huh?
Yeah. You know, I help him get it together. But if he ain't trying to help me get it together, then, you know, no, I can't help you. Because I'm not going to be cleaning up every time I come around.
Right.
You know. So I guess that's why I got my own spot.
You don't got to worry about that.
Right. You know, I know what's going to go on in this one.
Okay, so topic number three then.
Okay, go ahead.
Question number three. How about you got your, you know what I'm saying, you do, y'all pretty serious making it official. And this joker goes to Black Beach Week or somewhere and don't even let you know. Is that ratchet? You gonna go for that?
I mean, what can I do?
You don't get your
penis? I mean, I can leave him alone. You know, but hey, at the end of the day, I'm not his mother either.
That's true.
But if he got that good, you gonna leave him alone too?
No, hell to the no. No. Like I say, some things you'll tolerate, some things you won't tolerate. you know, and I just have to see, you know, hey, what was your purpose for not even wanting me to know?
That scattered ass walking around there.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's a lot that's down there.
Oh, it's a whole bunch. It's a whole bunch. You can't put it like this. Your camera can't hold all them gigabytes.
Wow. Yeah, that's lots.
He is still online?
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, y'all can go to Kia now.
Oh, we are.
You
know,
ain't right, T.
I can only anticipate what Kia about to say. Okay,
right,
Kia, so
do
you need us to repeat it? You need us to repeat the question?
I already heard what T, when I came on, T was saying something. That's what I was laughing about when I heard her say
okay,
that.
Okay, give a number one, Bill.
Number one, would you sleep with your boss for a promotion?
Would I sleep with my boss for promotion?
Right.
I don't think so.
She probably already did.
Oh! I probably what?
I said you probably already did it.
Not this one. Not Key. I ain't seen no boss, no promotion. You kidding me? I promote nothing. I'm going
to
take his job. No, I don't think so.
Wow. So he looking like Boris, whatever that fool name is. You ain't, and he pushing up on you. You know damn well if he push up on you and you give him a little sample, He gonna probably give you that promotion.
Let me tell you something. The smart woman, she's not doing that, because the smart woman gonna figure out a way to push his ass out that spot so she could take it without sleeping with him. I don't think so. Next question. I'm not sleeping with him.
She ain't sleeping with him for the corner office.
Say what?
So not for the corner office.
I'm going to walk in. I'm already going to have the corner. And matter of fact, I'm going to switch to a corner office hopefully next year when we move upstairs. I don't need to sleep with him to get this corner office. I don't think so. Next question. I'm not sure what nobody gets to the next level.
I'm quite sure you know somebody that did. Right?
I don't know anybody that's. I know like coworkers that slept with each other, but I don't know they slept with the boss.
Man, y'all got. I know y'all got
nowhere.
Something juicy. I know y'all got something juicy. It ain't just
that sleep with each other ain't get nowhere.
You know people that I know somebody that. You know I ain't gonna say no name. I know two attorneys that slept with each other. You know.
You ain't gotta say no names, but I know what man.
I'm not saying that. You don't know somebody that did that.
Put it like this, if these dudes be doing all the kissing ass that they do like at my job, I know damn well that women got some little secrets under their belt. Am I right, T?
Yeah, you're right.
You can't see, but I'm just saying for me, I'm not people with women. My job is probably get his position.
So you ain't never pushed up on the boss, Kia? You tell me you ain't never pushed up on the boss.
I have a director, so no, it's not like I have a boss. I don't have a boss. I have a director. He's the director over everything, but I don't have a boss.
Oh, so he's directing his car into your garage?
He's not even there. Whatever. Like I said, I'm not people with the boss. I won't people.
Well, you threw that little swing on us, so I had to know. You know, you said you got a director, so you
yeah.
ain't sleeping with the boss, so you sleeping with the director.
I ain't sleeping with the director either.
you directing shit, huh?
I'm here directing over here. He's directing this over here.
Must be fat and nasty.
It ain't no directing over here.
Okay, give her question number two. We gonna get off that one. She keeps shooting us down. I feel like I ain't got shot about this. Okay, what's number two, Bill?
Can it be some woman that don't speak with divorce to get to their point? Yes.
True.
That's number two, Bill. Give it number two, Bill.
No. Would y'all do it? I know y'all would. You little nasty thing.
You little nasty
thing. Why you got to come on and sound like Mama T there? Come on,
answer to that one.
She going to say it just like, hey, she going to say it just like Mommy said. You little nasty ass. Get your little nasty ass in the room. You know, you come out
what that fool Rodney Winfield said when he said, I can't watch that movie, The Exorcist. Exorcist is about a woman that go to get possessed by the devil and start spitting on her mama and shit. Let her be a black mama. The girl come home with green shit on her mouth and be like, girl, what the fuck's wrong with you? Got guacamole sauce all on your face. You been down there messing with your messes again.
Oh, no.
You said you nasty ass. Hey, if it's
mega
good, I'm going to do it.
Nasty bothered you.
if it's mega good, I'm doing it.
I know that's right.
I'm doing it.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I'm doing it. I'm ratchet. You can call me ratchet. You can call me skip ass. You can call me narrow ass, nasty ass,
quit
ass, dog ass. Play your ass, whatever. I'm doing it.
Right in the right on the
and
face.
That's your, and
with
that's
the blinds open. With the blinds, I'll be like, while I'm wiping my mouth, like, do you need me to do anything else for you? I go run and pick up some coffee or some.
Okay.
I go run and pick up some coffee or some KY or something. You need anything else, ma'am? Okay. Number two, Kia. If the dude you're dealing with, you know what I mean, y'all done got to the point where it's time to go to the house, the man you dealing with, if he looking good, right, got his shit together, good job, you go to the house, and it's just, like Mama T said, nasty. Nasty. First off, is he ratchet, and are you going to help him clean up?
He's nasty and he's ratchet. I'm not gonna did any clean up. No, he's nasty and ratchet.
But you already
know we got the good, give you that good ass head. She says she's gonna clean up. She's gonna get the Fabuloso out.
You already gave him some. You might as well.
I didn't already give him none yet. My husband was going over there to get some, so when I go over there to get some, the house looking like that, then I'm like, are you kidding me? No.
That's a different story, but if you already gave it to him, you might as well have to clean the shit up.
I ain't even already given it, because I'm going to pick by his nails. His nails is dirty. I know he's nasty.
Wait. Hold on.
He's going to be coming off of work.
Wait a minute. I need you to go ahead and repeat that one. If his nails dirty, what?
It just don't not say. If his nails are dirty, then he's nasty.
Okay.
Nails.
I'm gonna have to jump in my feelings for a minute. Let me hokey pokey real quick.
What I do
for a living is.
What about guys with dirty nails?
Okay, but what about the guy? I do radio. This we try to make this a living, right? But for a living right now, what pays the bills, I work on the power line. So my hands
are
pretty
dirty. No. I'm talking about when you go and go on a date and you see his nails.
What if
I just got off work, though? My nails going to be dirty. I'm cool. That's a pass.
You're going to go home. It's a different story. You're going to go home and shower and everything. You're not going to sit and talk to somebody and talk and rap with a female and your nails dirty and then expect somebody to be there for almost 3 hours and then you're going
to
expect
to the nail salon, though?
But, Kia, I might, though. If you were sexy... Sexy ladies like you and T, I can't wait to hurry up and get off work. I'm going out with y'all. I got my work clothes on. I can't wait to see you, babe.
No.
Uniform on, going on a date. That's what you're saying,
Furman? Are you dating him?
Got your cable belt on and shit.
If you dating that guy, it's a different story. Y'all already dating, whatever. But you just meeting this guy for the first time, and he's trying to push up on you and whatever, and he's just in this office, and he's dressed, and his nails dirty, then he's nasty.
He's
nasty.
He's nasty. Y'all can go to the nail place.
It's a difference when he comes in, you already know what he's doing for a living. It's a difference. But when he already dressed, shoes, whatever, maybe run down or whatever, no, I don't think so.
So, fellas, if your shoes is run down and you got dirty nails, Kia is not.
He didn't even wash his hands.
I mean, mechanics sometimes can't get their hands clean like that.
See, a mechanic will come in his uniform. You know he's been at work. A mechanic ain't gonna go home, shower, and change clothes, and his nails are dirty. No, T, he's playing nasty. I don't know about those older guys, but no, T, no man is gonna see that thing.
Don't be smoking cigars or something.
Hey, one of the real talk, one of the real talk listeners said, if your house nasty, don't invite me over.
I'm not going over there.
So okay, so we just, if I got the SUV there, we just, it's cool. We just go ahead and stop at the corner store or something, or in the parking lot.
That's my house. Where it's clean at.
Don't be acting like you ain't never been in no SUV before.
I don't act like I've never been in an SUV. Yes, I have been in an SUV. I'm not gonna act like I've never been in an SUV.
The outside is better though. Oh.
Oh, yeah, outside.
See, you gonna go to the park.
It's a leaf.
Hey, the picnic table is real nice with a blanket on it. What?
Oh, Lord, the picnic table. She on the picnic table on the cement picnic table. They didn't have a family reunion. They got a family reunion the next day. I don't think y'all want to eat on that table.
I
don't
want
to be on that table.
That's all. It was just Kristen real good. That's all.
We just had to bless. We had to bless your table real quick. Keep the party going. Okay, Kia. Topic number three. You remember it, or you want me to read it to you?
I remember.
If you dealing with a man, and, you know what I'm saying, let's say y'all at the point where y'all actually shacking a little bit. He got a key, you got a key, y'all spend multiple days over there, you know what I mean? Weekend come up, and his stories just don't match. But, you know, you let him go. He end up at Freaknik or Mustang Ranch in Vegas, and you find out about it. Is he ratchet? And would you accept that?
Well, if he didn't tell me, then I'm quite sure he's going down there to be around a lot of, you know, taking ass washing, whatever. So then, you call your good girlfriend, you figure out, hey, let's go up the Bikers Weekend up down in Hilton Head, or let's go down to South Beach. So you go do you. And
so that's a no then.
So
what you gonna do? You gonna leave him, or you gonna tit for tat?
I said I wasn't gonna leave him.
You said she gonna rouse up the girls. She gonna rouse up the girls and go to All Star Weekend.
That's right. Why would I go to All Star Weekend?
Put balls on the back.
if he's not watching women and everything, we can go to Bikers Week down in Hilton Head. What's wrong with that? Y'all doing it? We could do it, right?
I mean,
that's a tit for tat, though.
What's up with y'all ladies and the tit for tat thing? What is up with the tit for tat thing? Y'all got the fucking dress.
How you gonna go somewhere and you gonna leave me? Okay, what about this? If you're dating somebody, you may not have a kid, you may not have a child, but he has a kid, but you're watching his kids for him, but he gonna tell you, oh, I'm going out with a boy, but he gonna go somewhere after. How you gonna watch somebody else's kids and he out of town?
My boy came in town. I ain't seen him in like 10 years.
But you gonna at least go with your boy and have me watch your children?
That ain't happening because I don't have no kids, I'm not doing that
while you're somewhere and I'm watching your two kids and I'm thinking we're gonna spend time together. Yeah, maybe you be working, but you think I'm gonna let you're gonna be out of town while I'm watching your two kids and I don't have no kids? I don't think I'm doing that.
Let me call your mother on the phone
and tell her I'm about to drop her grandkids off.
No, you call the mama and tell her I'm bringing you here.
Yeah.
I'm going to the horse. I'm going to the mama. Here's your baby.
Y'all bumped our head. Y'all got bumped our head
to the grandma.
I'm going to deal with that.
I'm taking it to the mother. Oh,
you
want
to take it to the mother, too?
Yeah.
You going to take it to the mother with a message like, I see why you left her, sorry.
And I'm going to become the best of friends.
You going to do like Rachel did and put a sticky note on the backpack?
And that's real bold, but God, you guys will do that. Think you know you going out or whatever, and leave your kids with the new girl. For, oh, I don't think that.
Well, I've never had that happen.
We're Rachel. I want to hear what Rachel got to say. I want to hear what Miss Sticky Note got to say. I know she's going to put a sticky note on the backpack like, yo, you need to take this damn kid.
So they're going right back to the mother. Man, you don't love kids at all. Just ruthless.
Y'all having y'all fun.
Ain't no love, huh?
Taking a lot of photos, cameras off, y'all having fun.
You don't play,
y'all,
kid, boy. Oh,
y'all,
boy.
Y'all having fun. I'm having fun. You having fun. I'm having fun.
Man. So what you going to do with the baby mama walk in and y'all, you getting it. Y'all, you putting it on him and you, the baby mama walk in. You going to keep going or you going
to
get it?
Well, wait a minute. Does she live here or does she come in here to pick
up
her kids?
You found out that they live together.
Well, I will be. Wait a minute.
They're roommates though. They don't live together as in they together. They just roommates because they didn't leave yet.
Oh, they. Well, I ain't got nothing to do with it. That's tough on her. She walked in.
So you gonna keep on going?
We're supposed to stop because they're not together, so it doesn't make a difference.
Wow.
Why stop a good night?
We got another person on the line. We got somebody else on the line. Mark, are you on the line? Mark, you there?
Oh, we got another caller.
Caller, Mark. Mark, you there?
Yo, I'm there.
What up, Mark? Welcome to the show, man.
What's going on?
Not much, man. We got a few topics. Just talking about some topics. You been listening or you just now just getting on?
Just listening.
Okay, so do you know what the topic's about? You want to, like...
Nah, what's the topic?
Input? First topic... Would you sleep with your boss for promotion?
Would I sleep with my boss for promotion?
Yeah.
Yeah,
hell
yeah,
like
I think I would.
She look like pressure.
What does she look like pressure?
Huh?
What does she look like
what
pressure?
What does she look like pressure?
She look like pressure?
Yeah.
They be like, don't tell nobody. Then you gotta go to get in there.
Oh, yeah, you would. Oh my God.
Thank you. Hold on, don't bite.
Oh man. No, oh my God. Damn, Mark.
You don't be like, Smokey. Don't tell nobody, man.
No. Yeah. Don't tell nobody.
Oh God. $5,000
on my check.
You sound like John Witherspoon. Don't.
She's gonna tell somebody.
He said on some director shit, dog. Like you got a company car, you got all that.
Oh yeah, I'll hit it twice.
Just don't tell nobody, right?
And that's exactly why
you don't
tell anybody. Hey,
laughing at you like you on Eddie Murphy and Boomerang after he hit Marcus.
Yeah, but the deal got to be signed, sealed, and delivered. I ain't gonna get hit like Eddie Murphy did.
She gonna tell, bro. Especially she look like Precious. She gonna tell, bro. She gonna tell all them other bras in the office, like, touch him and see what happens. I'm buying all you bitches.
But females like Precious need love too, shit. I mean, don't discriminate.
Not for me. I'm sorry.
Triple A must say he will hit his wife.
I walk in there like a limp noodle.
I would deny it. I would deny it till the cows came home.
Okay. Okay. So that's no. Nope, we can't give you that, brother. Honesty is the best policy. What about number two? Topic number two, player.
Topic number two is a dirty little secret. Let's say you was with somebody, you dating them for like a month or so, and you go to their crib, and it's just filthy nasty. It's got tampons all over the place, got a couple of baby diapers like that. It's just nasty. Still deal with them?
Nah. If they keep their house nasty, they keep their hygiene nasty.
No, that's what I'm saying. She bad. Like, she smells good. You pulled her. You got her at the club, so you know she look good.
If she look good.
I know something like that, dog. They super fine, but their house look like some damn, look like she on Section 8 or something.
I could deal with it, but it's not at her house, because I wouldn't be able to go to her house.
You wouldn't be able to go out, so you meeting at the Mosey Wosey?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, y'all at the hotel, room number 226, huh?
Strictly business.
So let's say you smashing it. Let's say another scenario. Let's say y'all smashing, doing y'all thing in the crib, and her baby father walk in.
I tell him I'm be done in a minute.
Find out that they living together. They like roommates and shit.
If he ain't looking like I gotta get trying to hit him in the head, I thought I'd be done in a minute.
See?
You don't stop until you get that off.
See, like he said, you got some
there
business to take
go.
Care of him.
That's right.
But nah, that's the code though. You never go to a female house unless you really know the situation, because you never know what they could tell you something and be something else. So me personally, I never go to their house unless I deal with them personally for a good time and I know how they act. They don't put me in no bullshit, because that's type of shit that get you caught up.
Well, now you got some
deal to hurt, seriously.
But you got some that are omitting information, brother. Especially you coming with something from the you coming bringing something to the table. She ain't gonna tell you to the last minute. You know how? Come on, man. You know how people are. They do shit like that. They'll wait to the last minute. They be like, oh, well, I already got it booked. He already liked me, so he probably gonna be all right with this.
Like, oops. Then come back
like,
oh, my fault.
Like, I forgot
to just go watch the Miami Heat game. Don't mind me. I'm just watching.
No, she be like, oops, while you in it, right? You get good, too. She put it on you. She be like, oops, I forgot to tell you I got two kids and a baby daddy. But don't worry about him. Come on, let's finish what we're doing.
I'll finish. We're going to talk about it once I'm done.
what's there to talk about,
like,
Mark?
No,
what's there to talk about, Mark?
Huh?
What's there to talk about after you know? What's there to talk about? The baby daddy and the two kids are still there.
How long I'm going to continue to keep doing this?
I just want to hear what you're going to say.
They were like, make me a tuna fish sandwich too before we talk.
I just wanted to hear your response.
Oh man!
And then get
wow.
The chicken wings to the iced tea.
Everything's
me.
Okay. We can continue. Oh. Wow.
The third one, Mark, is would you let whoever you messing with, like y'all together or whatever like that, y'all item, would you let them go to the NBA All-Star weekend?
Would I let him go to the All-Star weekend?
Yeah. Now, you know, everybody know what goes on All-Star weekend.
Yeah, she going to get got if she go there.
Ooh, he said he going to get got. Damn.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How you can
so
go and she can't go?
Body.
Huh?
How you can go, Mark, and she can't go?
It's not right. But it's not right, but they have different standards.
Wait a minute. What's the standards, Mark? What's the standards?
It's okay for a man to go there and get
shot. I'm done.
It's not okay to have Neil's nuts on your face.
All right, weekend, you go there, and if a dude got a lot of money, it changes anybody's relationship.
But
so if you prepared
table,
to lose
I'm,
her, You better keep
you know
us far away from
All Star
Weekend.
Here, all your favorites. Who your favorite R&B singer?
My favorite R&B singer?
Nah, I'm talking to Kia. Who your favorite R&B singer?
I don't have nobody in particular. But if I was to see one, you talk about, you think I would sleep with him if I see him down there?
Yep. That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
I think all women, if they had the opportunity, then they can get away with it.
Don't say that, Mark. Not all women. I mean, you know, he's not involved with nobody. But the way you the way you talk about standards, she can't go because I said so, because that's my standard.
No, I wouldn't say she can't because I said so. I would just say I'm going to occupy her time that weekend so she can't do something else. I'm going to show you, see if I'm more important than
okay,
her.
Okay, but flip the script. Your boy say, yo, Mark, I got an extra ticket. You going. Yo, I'm not gonna be with you this weekend. But she said, well, I'm trying to, somebody's trying to go to the All-Star game. You said, no, we're gonna do something this weekend. All of a sudden, Thursday. Yo, my boy Rashid got a ticket. I'm going to the All-Star game. Hell, you think you are going to the All-Star game?
I make sure everybody, make sure all the babysitters is booked so that she can't get a babysitter. Get right.
I'm sabotaging the babysitter line. Like, yeah, if y'all's
ready,
right. You should have called in. You tell her ass no.
All you gotta
right.
Do,
you won't.
Call
you
up the babysitter.
You won't.
Call up the babysitter and say my kids got pink eye. You know anything I can do to make it go away? So she called.
I'll put you on a do not
right.
Answer list. They gonna put the baby mama on a do not answer list. I heard that. I'm gonna write that down. I'm gonna do that. I make that idea.
You ain't right. You ain't right. You ain't right. Just 3 days
ago. Gonna put it on the do not answer list.
Right now.
Whatever. You ain't right. You ain't right. Just 3 days ago, you was going to spend a great weekend with something. All of a sudden, you got this last-minute ticket. You going. Yeah, okay.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. The honesty is not, it's not light, but the standards of a woman to be more wild than a man is not acceptable more than it is a woman. A man to be more wild than a woman.
Well, she ain't got to go there to be wild.
She going there to be wild.
It's just nature of the beast.
You don't even know what the hell is going on.
She could be classy wild.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's rewind that back.
I'm going to wear a skirt.
What in God's name is classy wild?
Classy wild?
Please explain that. What is classy wild? I'm waiting on the definition right now. Wait, hold on. Let me get my pen. Okay, I'm ready.
That's just the high standard of wild.
And what consists of this standard of wild? Can I get the parameters of what you shall do and shall not do?
She has respect for herself when she goes out.
So I got a business jacket on, but my camel toe is out.
Wow.
So let me ask y'all ladies, so if y'all was to go to All-Star Weekend, somebody said, I would give you $100,000 for the night, you wouldn't take it?
Well, who's giving it to you?
Oh, that's an interesting question right there. Hold on. Ask that question again, brother. I want them to hear you in your undivided attention, please, ladies. Please ask that question again, brother. Oh, this don't get good.
I said,
go ahead, Mark,
and somebody offered you $100,000 for the night, would y'all take it?
He got it.
Fuck a man.
All right, T.
You see how y'all just said that? Now, that's just proved my point.
Hold on, Bob. That was T. She honest with her. T ain't going to hold back. Kid gonna hold back on some stuff, so I want to hear her answer.
I'm not gonna hold back. I'm not gonna hold back. Oh man.
We waiting.
Yeah, take the money.
Okay. Now you see how easy y'all say. You see how easy they said yeah, they'll take it for just that, right?
But listen, you're going down to Miami to do the same thing. You're got to get $200,000, and we're getting $100,000. Okay,
it's a lot more. It's a lot more easier for a woman to get offered something before a man be offered something.
Ain't nobody offering you $200,000.
Well, you was at the wrong party then.
All they gotta have is $2,000 for me.
Wow.
200.
Wow.
Bottle of rosé.
But
wow.
the average woman would take anything they can get because they're going to give it up for free when they get down here. All they take is a lot of liquor. They give it up for free.
No, it ain't all that. Sorry, that's what you're supposed to say.
Hey, Mark, that's a part of the script, huh?
You know different.
Hey, that's a part of the script. Why she got any opinions, Mark? You know I don't normally do this.
So, Mark, if you are going to the All-Star game or whatever, why can't I go with you?
Why couldn't she go with me?
Why couldn't you?
For one, I wouldn't take my girl to something like that to expose her in front of my friends.
But you're not going with your friends.
That's not a family outing trip.
That's not something you do there because a lot of what somebody
so
else might do.
So you're gonna expose me? Go ahead.
Because if I take her and my friends are there, they might be doing something that I might not agree on. And she gonna assume, oh, this is how y'all act all the time. So it starts questioning interferences and problems, and that doubt will never get out of her mind anytime you're not around.
Okay, so how would you feel if she felt the same way about not taking you to a special event?
Don't tell me. Well, I don't know what hurt me.
Hold on, we got another person on the line. We got Big Homie there. Big Homie.
Oh, shit.
I'm in the building.
Damn. I need some damn Tylenol. Let me go get some damn Tylenol.
You little motherfucker.
Shut up, bitch. Jackass.
You little ass smurf motherfucker, you.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, you black smurf.
I met Big Homie for the first time in person this weekend, right? He acts the same way in person as he doing it.
It was so funny,
right? I went to, we was down south, right? And then we walked into a restaurant. So he got, you know, it's this place called Longhorn, right? So they got all these different, you know, hard peanuts in a cup.
Yeah.
He walked in, he told the waitress is a whole bunch of, no offense to anybody, a whole bunch of different cowboy white people all the phone.
Right? Yes.
Man, he walked in there and said, excuse me. Could y'all get these nuts off my table?
Who's nuts is these on this table? Get these.
Yo, this guy, yo, he acts the same way. He walked in with a lady. He told me, he said, listen, I'm mad as hell. I walked to pick up this my date up, and she got the nerve to come to the door with pants on. She's about to have on no drawers, no Victoria's Secrets, no nothing. I'm mad as hell. Yo, this dude is the realest. He don't put on a stunt. That's funny.
That's just but, it. As you're supposed to be. You got to be real everywhere you go. So what's up, big homie? What's happening? It's the Birdman. What's happening, baby? Big homie.
Big homie still there?
Big homie in hunger.
And you was down there, yeah.
That's what it is.
Big homie, his call drops off. He'll call back.
Hey, oh, big homie, you better stop using Metro. Big homie, you better stop using Metro PCS.
Metro PCS.
Now he got that Obama government phone.
Oh, man.
He got the phone for 0.5%.
Oh man, he's a damn ass. Oh,
Obama
the ass.
He got his phone for 0.5%.
Oh, the wife smacked him in his head, one of the two.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, that's what we need to get. Hey, we need to petition y'all. We need the whole GQ Palace family. Y'all need to petition to get Big Homie's wifey on the phone. We want to know where
he
is. My man. Hey, what's the
I want you to play a video right now. Anybody got time for that?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, his show is right after this, right, King?
Oh, God. Yeah.
God. That's like Tylenol. It's like he's taking four Tylenols already.
Yes, please.
Is he quiet? What did he say when I say that? Oh, you only come to show like 8:45. I said because I need to take that towel. That towel needs to sink in before I talk to your show, Nitty. I'm sorry.
Big homie got.
I'm back, bitches. I'm back, bitches. What y'all say?
He said he's back.
Bitches.
What?
Yo, Mark.
Hey, don't we talk to you? You know Kia saying what?
Yo, good hygiene. Yo, where the fellas go?
Oh, good hygiene on there, man. It's Bill's Mania. I'm here.
Okay. We're down at the drag racing. I'd like to know that everybody to know that them boys on Dallas Page take that shit so serious, yo. That car racing joint is serious to my dude, yo.
I don't know what Big Homie talking about.
You talking about that, is he racing cars like Fast and Furious type shit?
Nah, I'm talking about on a track, man. That's where we was at this weekend,
okay.
Man.
Oh, okay. So you going to answer the question, Big Homie?
I missed it. What's the question?
Are you going to give Obama his phone back?
Don't give Obama his damn phone back. Look here.
Got
a
phone, Big Homie. Talk about you.
What happened?
The T said you got an Obama phone.
Obama phone? What the hell is that?
The
you
phone
know
to get a 0.5% off when you sign up.
Fuck you, Yabba Dabba Doo. At least my shit ain't made out of fucking limestone, motherfucker.
Oh.
Fucking Obama phone. I don't even fuck with that half a nigga.
You know I love you, Big Homie.
I don't even fuck with that half a nigga. That's y'all nigga. I don't even fuck with that half a nigga. Y'all niggas is brainwashed, that nigga. That nigga ain't nothing different than the rest of them white cracker niggas that run the country before him. You know, since Obama been fucking president, our taxes have went up. Poor people, middle class people.
We already had a black president already. You had a black president already. You don't know his name?
Yeah, and I appreciate
his
it.
His name was Bill Clinton.
Was better, and everybody was fucking. Not just him.
Smoke weed. That guy's dick sucking office.
Exactly. Shit was better under Bill.
And he got an office on 125th. How black is that?
That nigga Bill made it cool to get your dick sucked. Before him, it wasn't cool. Now look at y'all, ladies. I can't stop sucking dicks now since Bill. Bill made that shit sexy.
Bill, how come up?
Yeah, Bill made that shit
sexy.
Before Bill, chicks was denying they suck dick with shit all over their face. Still denying it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Answer the damn questions they talk
about. Ask the damn questions. No, I ain't got no Obama phone.
Well, who was that said he had a Metro PCS?
That was me. I told you had a Metro PCS.
That was going down?
Okay, question for you, Big Homie.
Come on with it.
All right, you got your... You listening on the Obama phone?
I'm listening.
All right. Would you fuck the boss to get up in the company? Would you take it down and move up? What's happening?
Female, you talking about, right?
There you go.
Wait, hold on. We gotta take a moment of silence right now. Let me rewind that.
Wait a minute. Did you just say female, right?
I'm saying I gotta be quick if I ask this question. Y'all talk about my female boss.
Wow. Yes, we talk about female, man.
I can't. This is a Ratchet Monday. I'm supposed to trust Ratchet Monday? I'm supposed to trust y'all niggas? I ain't stupid. This is Ratchet Ass Monday. This ain't Wednesday. Would I fuck my pawns just to move up? Is this a serious question?
Yes.
I will beat that pussy up immediately.
So what does she look like, Precious?
Oh, shit. Well, I guess I'll be staying down in the fucking off in the fields. I think I'll be stuck in the fields with that one. I guess I'll still be a field nigga.
Hey, Nitty, said he would do it, but he would tell her to tell nobody.
Yeah, but see, he's lying. The first thing you got to get past is how you want to get hard from lard ass. Like, you cannot fuck somebody with a soft penis.
Oh, man. Oh,
how you
God.
Do that? Where they do that
off? Oh, God.
Fuck, that's
more
kind of
wow.
Fuck. Can anybody explain to me how you do that?
Yes, you'll do it.
Oh, if she's hot, I mean, if she's lukewarm, she got to be at least lukewarm. She can't be precious.
Under big homie standards, is that ratchet?
Hell no!
But now look, even though you're on a professional stage, is it a professional ratchet?
No.
Kia said it can't be the boss. She only gonna do it if he the director.
Kia better hump the doorman, okay? Let's be clear. Listen, hold up. Before you start your thing, Kia, let me answer the question completely. Now, if I could work for the company and use my muscles, my arms, my legs, my back, my mind, and use all those muscles, why can't I use the penis muscle?
The penile.
You know what I call it. Why I can't use the penile?
Oh.
I'm saying it's a muscle.
Yeah, okay, Nitty.
It's not a muscle? Is your brain a muscle?
It is a muscle. You got every right to use that muscle, big homie.
You got every right to use all your muscles. Why exclude one muscle? Your best
muscle.
Why you want not song. Use your best muscle? That's the best muscle. Why you wouldn't use that?
Okay, so he said he's gonna do it. All right. Next question. If you
Come
was
with
if you dealing if you dealing with a broad man, she bad, super bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You
like my wife.
Yeah, like the wifey. Let's say wifey, you know what I'm saying, y'all on the second coming. Let's say you did some DeVile type shit, y'all broke up and y'all got back together.
Right.
And wifey, you take wifey home and all of a sudden the place is just being the used wifey. Is any broad, she nice, y'all doing your thing. Let's just say you're in a different world right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you take it to the house. You open the door and she's like, go ahead and sit down real quick, and she got about 3 or 4 roaches climbing on the wall.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
Hold on. You see dishes in the sink. Y'all can. You see a sippy cup sitting right there with some with a Laffy Taffy stuck to the ashtray. And
oh,
she come out
God.
And she looking good.
Oh, my God.
She looking good.
First
she come out
of
she
all,
looking good. You know,
First of all, anybody with a nice home is worried about bringing that shit back home. So I'm
Thank
not
you.
Even
yes.
sitting down on the couch. But the last thing I need to see in my apartment, my house, is a roach footprint. Roach footprint.
Wait a minute.
If I see a roach footprint.
You got roaches that got Jordans on and shit?
If I catch a roach footprint in my shit, I might have to smack a bitch. If I go into a chick crib and it's dirty, I'm just going to sit up and ask her, can you could you suck my dick in the hallway? I don't really want to come in. I want to stay outside. Can I stay out? Can you suck me? Sit by the staircase, baby. I'm from the projects. I go to the projects. You can suck my shit in the staircase.
Pebble Beach.
Oh my God.
He's standing on his car holding his pants so they don't hit the floor.
Don't touch it. And you know better to take your shoes off. Roaches love shoes. They look at that shit like a city bus. Like, oh, we're getting like 90 or something in this motherfucker. For a new home.
I agree with you, Nitty. I don't agree with you. I got to agree with you with this one. I agree. No way.
Oh, my God. What did you say you agree with him, kid? Oh, my God.
There's no way I'm sitting up in there. So you basically
you got your summer dress on and you hold it. You know how y'all hold it when y'all taking a pee and y'all hovering at the public bathroom. That's how you going to let him eat it. She got the summer dress balled up in her fist. Like, go ahead and do what you got to do.
She's smart.
That is hilarious.
Yo, hey ladies, how y'all feel? That's what I don't like about. No, I don't like about this shit because, you get real answers from guys. Time out. Well, on Monday you get real answers from guys. I don't know about these other shows with these guys they be having on their show because these guys on their show be saying anything to get laid. But on Mondays,
watch your mouth.
Well, your show is like that. All them fucking metrosexual niggas getting their manicure, pedicures, telling y'all that bullshit on the phone, crying and shit. See, when she left me in 82, I ain't date the 97. Shut up, nigga.
Crying on the phone, big homie.
Not you, son. I was talking with you. Who's the other dude? But listen, I'm saying, would you keep it real on Monday night? You gotta keep it real. You gotta keep it real. Y'all ladies gonna keep it real. How many of y'all chicks went to fuck a dude and his fucking ring, his room smelled like feet, and y'all still fucked him? Tell the truth, so I don't know why I asked him.
Just a little pissy off your nose.
Listen, I'd rather for it to smell like feet than Badoosie.
I don't know. I think Badoosie smell worse than feet.
Third topic. I got you. Okay, wait for me to answer this one. Third topic. You got your wife. Let's say wifey. Okay, let's say wifey. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, it's a weekend. And y'all didn't have nothing planned. You about to watch a game or something, and wifey go out, but it's story kind of choppy, but you don't pay attention to it till later. You watching the game. You watching an all-star game, and you see wifey sitting next to Drake or something. What you going to do, bro?
Hey, hold up. I'm home, and she's sitting next to Drake?
Yeah, you watching an all-star game, and you looking at the commercial. You looking at the commercial, right? Commercial come
right
back in. You know how they be filming.
Right.
They take
you
a little scan of the crowd. What you going to do, bro?
I'm going to keep watching the game because you know what? What I'm going to do? What can I do? I can't do nothing right now. I keep watching the game.
Can we have a moment of Bill Bill silence real quick? Can we get some Bill Bill silence real quick? If I ain't mistaken, this sounds like Big Homie walking. He treading real thin on that line.
No, brother. Listen, I'm keeping it real. There's nothing much I can do at this moment. But you ain't get the in. I said there's other days. I'm going to be courtside next week with something else.
I get it, dog. You got to play it lightly.
I'm not going to be getting gray hair for shit that I can't change. She's already with Drake, nigga. All I can do is say, yo, make the next shot, motherfucker LB. That's all I can tell. That's all I can do.
So that next weekend, she's going to be with Drake again.
Drake already got her. It's too late.
Next week is my week.
I'll be courtside.
You'll be courtside the following week.
Yeah. No harm, no foul.
Oh. So wifey go All-Star Weekend 1 year, so you going to next year. It's all right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Both of y'all might be there.
We might be there, exactly.
I'm sorry. I see us sitting down there with Drake and somebody. Like, I think I'm going to have to throw my kid shoes on. I'm going tit for tat. I'm going tit for tat. I think I need to try to post
up. You say you going tit for tat? You going tit for tat?
Yeah. I think I'm going to need to go ahead and find Megan Good. You know, I'm out here in Cali.
Exactly.
So.
See, now we're talking. Now we're on the same page. Now we're on the same page. Hey, you got bitch-ass Drake. How secure you feel with that bitch-ass nigga? He got money. But you know if I catch both of y'all both getting smacked, and he can't even protect you. He can't even protect you.
He got Drake. Hey, let's just imagine. Yeah, Ralph Trent,
that's
man. They both
they like
you.
Oh,
they
man.
Both look good.
Oh, man.
See, the one thing that separates me from the rest of these cocksuckers running around with these loose penises is that mine know officially she's protected. So you can have all that money, rock star shit. She's like, no, it's not going to work because my husband's going to come in here and fuck you up and I'm going to feel bad.
Aww.
Yeah.
Please.
Who said please?
You already know who it was. You know,
it ain't Kia. Hey, Kia. I know Kia because she just said, you know what, Diddy? You know what, Diddy?
Get in Kia.
I know what she says.
He don't believe
that
it was
not Kia.
It was Kia.
That was Kia saying? Oh, whatever,
yeah.
You little fucking black chocolate fucking... Flash Murph.
Watch yourself, Nitty.
Fucking 5 foot
Nitty.
Nothing chocolate covered gumdrop little nigga. You shut up.
5 foot or nothing. Shut up, Nitty.
You have a gumdrop.
5 foot nothing gumdrop. Shut up.
Shut up.
I'm telling you to shut up. I'm going to say
oh
shut
God.
Up.
Here we go again.
Let me tell you to
shut up, Nitty. I'll shut you. Who do you think you is? Omarosa? I'll tell you to shut up.
He said Omarosa.
I own a Toya Jackson. I'll tell you to shut up.
Whatever.
You're crazy.
Now
that's Kia. Whatever, Nitty. Whatever, Nitty. You know what? You know what, Nitty? Whatever, Nitty.
Oh, man.
Hey, yo, Birdman.
What's up, brother?
Yo, listen, check it out. You know, Kia been hating me for like 6 months, about for 6 months she been hating me. So I had a show one time where I made her tell the truth. I was like, yo, Kia, you trying to tell me you went and fucked me? And she was like, it took her like 8 minutes. She was like, you know what, Nitty? You know what, Nitty? You know what? You know what, Nitty? Yes, I will, Nitty. I was like, yes, nigga, thank you.
I'm going to tell you for 6 months.
It was about 4 months.
It was 6 months.
About 4 months, nigga. It's already 3 months in this year, you big dummy. Did you graduate college?
Don't even
try it. You know I'm not playing
that. You should have said,
nigga.
Oh, what,
nigga?
Damn,
big homie.
Didn't you say yes, though, little
nigga?
Damn,
that was like
nothing.
A confession that night.
You was there. Tell the truth. Tell the truth,
you was confessing. I got to say it, Kia. Everything this crowd asked you. You was like, yes.
Oh,
yes.
You remember. You remember. I had her under pressure, Bud, man. She was sitting in a puddle.
Uh-oh.
Bud, man, she was sitting in a puddle.
That's a witness.
She was sitting in a puddle, man.
That's a witness, Kia.
Can I say it again?
That's a witness.
Oh, witnesses?
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Bud, man, she was sitting in a puddle, son.
Did you know damn well I don't sit in no puddle.
She didn't come out.
Birdman, she was sitting in the puddle, son.
Wow.
She didn't
no come
puddle.
Out. Yeah, she did say she was wet everything.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Yes, nigga, yes.
She said she was wet.
Oh, really, Kate?
Hulk was on there.
Awesome.
Wow.
It was like a confession. And Kim didn't come on for 2 weeks.
Thank you, Kim.
Oh, this is on air?
Yes.
Yes.
I love you, little sister.
Thank you, Kim.
Oh, man.
Yo, Berg, check out our forum.
Wow.
Oh, he looks
quiet now.
Again.
Did he hang up?
No, I ain't quiet. I ain't going to go to the TV. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? Yeah, okay, hey. Nitty better sit his ass down.
Oh. I think his Obama phone hung up again.
Hey, homie.
Oh no, the Obama phone gone again.
They got me to sell off.
What the hell?
Man, you guys are crazy.
Man.
Wow, crazy. Wow.
Homie, you ain't gonna run again.
What's up, VQ World? I know y'all sitting on the phone. Y'all just listening. Go ahead and call in. Nobody want to reveal their ratchetness. It's Ratchet Mondays. Reveal your ratchetness.
testify.
Reveal your ratchetness. Send your testimonies. I know all y'all out there listening. Look here, we got GQ Radio, we got GQ Palace Radio listening, we got Real Talk listening. I know damn well y'all got some ratchetness. You might as well call in and press 1-646-238-38 and press 1, God dog, you need to tell me about your ratchetness.
Bring it on.
Everybody else does ratchet.
Hey. Let me put it like this. I'm going to put all y'all on blast. Just by listening and not calling in, you lying.
And you fake.
And you ain't got to lie, Craig.
You ain't got to lie.
Wow. Listen, for all those females that was on the line last night.
Oh,
we
talking about Real Talk.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think they're going to collect their child support right now.
they went to court this morning. Like,
They went down to the court to remodify Birdman made a mask.
Wow.
He made a
mask.
Kid hit me later. Said, I missed the show. Let me know the time so I can put it in my calendar.
I did miss the show. What about the show? It wasn't by me because I don't know what to say because I'm not in that situation.
I just posted up in the forum. No excuse for nobody not calling and pushing.
There ain't no excuse. There ain't no excuse. They sitting there lying. They lying. You ain't calling. You lying. So damn well you didn't have checks in the back of the Range Rover. Am I back on the air?
Yeah, you back.
Uh-oh. Oh, my
goodness.
Fucking, I hit mute with my dumb ass.
I've been
cursing y'all out on mute for like 3 minutes.
Hey, you sitting there talking to yourself on that Metro PTS?
Yeah, listen, I've been cursing y'all out on mute for 3 minutes.
Oh, man.
So, listen, I hear that y'all got this going live back to Cali.
Yeah, it's in Cali.
Oh, we live. We streaming live, baby. All right. I'd like to send all my shout-out to my West Side Connects at the ports, all my cats working at the ports. I ain't got to say no more. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
West Side. The Port of San Diego. Y'all know my dudes in the Port of San Diego. Yeah, yeah. Hey, make sure you send that link to him. Tell him to follow the show.
Oh,
you
no, he still ain't
follow
no links, man.
He ain't follow no links. He's staying there in Pelican Bay in Concord.
Not yet.
All right, we don't want to get back on you and talking about him to sit next to Bubba. Yeah, fuck Bubba. Bubba be watching my shit.
He's sitting next to Bubba, Rich. Rich Money, I know you listen, baby. He's sitting next to Bubba. He just sitting
there.
Yeah.
I don't got no problem sitting next to Bubba. Bubba should have been Wyatt.
Big homie, you didn't admit it to all the accusations, boy.
Hey, listen, I got no problem with going to the P-Dow.
Yeah.
No problem. Uh-oh. I gotta go.
Never the sound effect.
Yeah, I heard a little ratchet ass. Fucking midget, goddamn gumdrop.
Whatever.
Put your ass in a milk dud box, yo.
That was hilarious.
Well, I think she got a fat ass, what I can see, though. So that's good.
Sure.
That's always good.
He on your page right now, looking left and looking right.
I'm not worried about him. He knows I'm not worried.
Al, you ain't worried about daddy, baby. But you ain't got to worry about daddy, baby.
Oh, God.
That's right. Daddy's home,
baby. T-T-T. Oh, I need
what
to know T-T.
He started it. Big homie started it. I was
women
just
women face together, T. Women face together, T.
And you know what?
T ain't gonna lie. T ain't gonna lie. There wasn't no lies back in
1800. T didn't have to lie. He could just squeeze her fist, but don't say nothing.
There was no lies in the 1800s, man. Listen, she's not gonna do it.
What about your friend, TLC?
Oh. You still my little sister, and I still love you.
Yeah, little sister,
love
you. Give me, just
put,
look, your little sister
right
admitted
there.
That she'll give me some
here.
Of that parsley, too.
He put you on blast here.
He put me on blast. Look at his ass snatch. He ain't put me on blast.
Hey, you want to snatch more than my ass.
Whatever.
You know that pee now will be on your forehead like a visor.
Okay, I'll tell you what, let's do it. I got a spin on it.
You know goodness well it will not be.
I'll put this penis on your forehead like a visor, girl.
Well, you
know it will not be. Hold on. Hold your shots. We got Rebecca on the line. Rebecca,
oh,
Rebecca,
you there? Hey,
Rebecca. Is that Rebecca? Is that Becca?
Yeah, that's pretty. I think that's
pretty
little flower.
I would put my dick on her forehead too.
That's how you get up back in.
That's Diva Squad. Diva Squad with Becca, right?
No. That's not that Becca?
Yeah, so that's the Becca in the real.
Nah, I take my dick back. I don't know if it's Becca. I take my dick back. Get my dick back.
Rebecca,
I don't know her.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't know her. Give my
you
dick back.
You was in the forum messing with her. She want to give you that Becky.
Hold on. Is that the pretty eye one?
Give me that Becky.
That's the pretty eye one?
The one that's in real talk.
Oh, give it a dick back. Pass the dick to her. Pass the dick.
So what's up, Rebecca? You going to answer the questions? You need the questions again, Rebecca?
Yeah, what's the question then? Because I've been in and out.
In and out. That sounds like me, baby. I'll be in and out.
hit it with the question, Bill.
First question. Would you sleep with your boss for a promotion?
Of course she would. Look at her.
Stupid.
Look at her.
Stupid.
You know she'll fuck the boss. She'll fuck the boss secretary. What kind of question is that?
I probably would. It
depends on what he looks
like.
Depends on what he looks like.
Oh, man. Oof. Yeah, it depends on what he looks like. So, basically, you would get down. It just depends on what he looks like.
I might. Depends on how much of a raise I would get. It would depend on a lot of things.
Okay.
She said it depends.
What?
It depends
on what he look like and what the raise is. We're talking about
what
the raise
like
is.
The corner office.
If he look like Big Homie, would you do it?
Shit, what's the pay?
Listen, for me,
it's about the money.
It ain't about the money. You would hit me off right now for free.
I ain't giving up my shit. I ain't giving up my shit for free.
Yes, you do all the time, nigga. The last nigga you fucked was for free. What you talking about, yo?
That's right, Becca. That's right.
Come on, you chicks be taking this shit too far. Y'all pussy is not worth no payments.
You better go to somebody who's free then.
All right. Pussy is free. What make your shit special?
I'm answering the question. That's
all. Get back to that, because ain't no special pussies out here.
Shit.
Do what make your pussy special?
Do
you know what make your shit special? Some good dick. Without good dick, you just got a hole in the wall.
Stupid. How you know your shit is good?
You want to talk to my references?
How you know your shit is good?
I actually want to talk to some of my references.
Oh,
now he did.
They will recommend me.
I'm still waiting for a picture.
I told you to do it by that. With your bootleg coochie shot. Airbrush. Get the fuck out of here with the airbrush coochie. Coochie. That shit ain't got a pimple or nothing on it. Get out of here with that shit.
Oh, God. Oh,
I know a fake coochie when I see a fake coochie. That shit ain't got shit out the box.
Let me give you some of my references, damn it.
Hold on. Let me plug my show. Listen, right after this, everybody that's listening on the waves of Cali and New York, West Coast, East Coast, South, North, listen, stay on the line when this show is over. My show is next. It's about relationships today, do's and don'ts, things you should do and things you should not do. And the first thing you shouldn't do is send a person a fake coochie pic. So he want to see the coochie one day. He want to see the coochie one day, and he might punch you in your face.
Oh, my God.
That's your Milli Vanilli coochie.
She said a million Vanilli coochie.
Good
singing.
Cut that Milli Vanilli coochie. That shit ain't real. That shit singing.
Okay, Rebecca, so question number two. If the dude is super tight, super fine, you know what I'm saying, whatever words I use, and he takes you to the house, and this shit smell like corn chips and feet, he's still gonna hit.
No, that's one thing I don't fuck around with hygiene. You have to be clean.
He could be clean, but his feet could be dirty.
Well, fuck, sure, go take a shower.
He could be clean, but his feet could be dirty.
I give a damn. I don't give a.
You're
I don't
not
care.
Humping his feet.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
He broke his
feet. Like Boomerang. Like, you don't fuck a feet.
Exactly.
You can still smell that shit. What if you get up on it and ride it backwards and shit? You're near his fucking feet.
Yo, before you do it, you could Febreze his feet.
Febreze the feet. Wow.
Big homie, I know for a fact
you got at least about four or five baby wipes in the damn glove box, and you done baby wiped your shit off. After beating up for the honor, this fool said Febreze the feet. Wow.
Oh, the fuck is your LeBron?
Oh, my goodness. I got a headache.
Man,
hit it with number three. What's number three? Hit it with it.
Number three, Bill.
Number three.
Let's go to number three. Number three, if your man, dude you're dealing with, and you go to All Star Weekend, and you find out through the grapevine, what you gonna do? Is that ratchet? What you gonna do?
You find out he's what?
You find out that he went to the show, or to the All-Star Week, or to Freaknik. You know what I'm saying? You find out through the grapevine, what you going to do?
That he kicked it at the freak neck? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, he was chasing a whole bunch of scattered ass.
Oh, freak neck.
He was out there playing spades, big dummy. What the fuck you think he was doing that freak thing? Playing dominoes?
That depends. If it's something long term, if it's not, if it's just a homie I'm just kicking it with, if it's not, it just depends. It all depends. If it was somebody long term, like I was with 10 years, and I found that out,
yeah,
I don't know. I think it would just be over.
Because he went to a freak nick?
10 years.
I thought you meant if he was out there fucking.
You know he gonna get him some.
Yes, we gonna assume that,
ask
but you don't know that.
For leaving you at home.
It's called the freak day.
Yeah, it's called freak day.
No, I don't fucking know.
I said she's losing points right now. She ain't too bright.
No, because yeah. that's not something you could just ask. It all depends.
Are you sure it's the same pretty girl with the pretty eyes from that room?
Yeah,
damn, Rebecca, I had hope for you, yo.
No, because of all different types of situations. If I'm just kicking it with you and you're out there kicking it, you best believe I'm going to be out doing something,
is
too. You know what I'm saying? But
if it's
a relationship, that might be a little different.
Is kicking it cold word in West Coast for, like, sucking dick?
No, just like kicking fucking random people.
What do kicking it mean in the West Coast?
Yeah,
like, just fucking
on the beat. I mean, we hanging out. We chilling.
Okay. So it ain't got nothing to do with intercourse or nothing like that?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we could kick it. We could kick it.
Same definition.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, Beck, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
All right. What's your level of ratchetness? Would you put yourself in like 1 to 10, a level of ratchetness?
I'm not even on that level no more.
What, you passed it?
No, I retired from it. Shit.
Oh, you're not ratchet no more.
Nah.
Oh, so you losing all kind of points now, yo.
He said a dog even barked.
You're losing all kind of points right now, Becca.
Becca, you got to come with it now. Come on now. You got to come with it now. It is the you know damn well you either. What'd you say, Bill?
I said, see the opposite of ratchet.
What's the opposite of ratchet? Corny as a fuck. And which means you get no coins. You get no calls back.
Oh.
No call back. As soon as I leave you, I delete your number. I'm even more ratchet than that. And I'm also going to kick you off my Facebook because you don't deserve to look at me.
Oh, hell no.
If I had my way, I would line up corny niggas like Hitler did the Jews, nigga.
Yo, he will delete you now.
I've been on Facebook for mad years since it started. I only got 200 friends. Picture that. Everybody love Big Homie. Niggas be texting me like, yo, why you deleted me? Shut up, nigga.
Oh, Lord. What a show.
That's it, Big Homie, you up next, right?
Everybody, press number one. I'm coming in. I'm on my third martini, baby.
He's on his third martini.
Yes, he is.
Yes, do's and don'ts. Everybody's on his phone right now. Stay put. Relationship do's and don'ts. Another thing, don't invite nobody to your house if you don't have your roaches trained. Train your roaches. Come out when the lights
are on.
The
Jordans on, huh?
Keep your lights on. The roaches would know that when the lights is on is the time they go in the corners. But once you turn that light off, all bets is off.
They be at the game of football.
Hey, you sitting on the couch. You be sitting on the love seat in the middle with two roaches on each side like,
I don't want to move.
Here's another thing you don't do, ladies. If you if you are dating. Don't invite a dude to your house if you don't want to have sex and you don't have SportsCenter. You got to have SportsCenter if you're not planning on humping.
That's what the regular, that's what the regular package though.
Well, she, you know, everybody don't got cable.
But they may not have cable. They don't got cable, big homie.
So why they gotta have SportsCenter? Nitty, why they gotta have SportsCenter, Nitty?
Because if you don't have SportsCenter, I'm putting my dick in your mouth.
You know what?
That's the only thing that might stop me from trying to hump you.
Oh, you still gonna hump her?
I said Mike. Mike.
Well,
I said Mike.
Well, since we on live again, check this out. You saying that as long as the Roaches got the J's on and they finally or on their best behavior, you gonna go over there? Big homie?
Yeah. You don't. If you don't see a Roach, you can't see a Roach.
He let me find out a bro got some roaches. Boy, she can get out of my phone.
You
got to
find out. You got to look for the footprint.
I'm taking her out
you
the
see
phone
a lot
book.
Of footprint.
I'm taking her out the phone history. I don't want we ain't doing nothing.
All right. We got to end our show.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for calling. Everybody
yeah, press
online for Big Homie Show.
Yeah.
Bills Mania, man. Thanks.
Yeah. Excellent job. Excellent job.
I bring you the chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Now, players, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac. He don't got a perm. Why should we let you in the Pimp Legion of Doom?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a PIMP. Plus, I got the magic stick.
am the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come meet me tonight and I'll show you magic.
What magic?
I got the
magic.
Welcome to Speaking My Point of View. I'm your host, Big Motherfucking Homie, and I'm in rare form tonight, baby. Yeah, I'm three martinis in. Fuck the world. Listen, who's on the line? Speak up. State your name and your claim, soldier.
Yabba dabba doo.
Oh, TC is in the building. Who's next? Next caller.
Hey, Nitty.
Kia, you little gumdrop. How you doing, babe?
Hey, babe.
Next caller. Who's on the line?
Yo, Bill's Benny here.
Bill's in the building, salute. Next caller, who's in the line? Don't be scared. Press number one, you punk ass niggas. I know you have a voice. I know I'm intimidating. Fuck you.
Oh,
press
God.
Number one.
Oh, God.
All you pussy ass niggas on the phone, scared to press. Push number one. Try living and press number one for a change. Ain't like your life ain't boring as it is. Ain't like you doing shit at home, but bored to death. Press number one.
Big homie.
And this guy. And this is three martini, Nitty.
Three martinis.
Yeah.
Fuck the world.
Damn. Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. You goddamn right, you little smirk, chump, and smirk motherfucker. It's going to be interesting, you little fucking meatball. Come on, press one. Listen, tonight. Topic is do's and don'ts of dating. Do's and don'ts. Because everybody make mistakes. I probably made a mistake when I was like 8 or some shit like
wow.
that. Not since I've been professional coxman, I haven't made a mistake. But there's people need assistance. Everybody don't know what we know. We can help somebody today with the do's and the don'ts. Do's
big homie, I definitely
got Kia.
Yes.
Are you a college graduated woman?
Yes.
Do you got brains and give good brains at the same time?
What?
That's a yes, nigga. Say yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. What's so bad about that? Man, you smart and you can suck a mean dick. That's a win-win.
I have a question, Nitty.
Hold on, let me ask you a question first. I'm the fucking host.
Okay. Okay, Nitty. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Kia, being totally honest, I know you don't like to put your business out there because I've been on the phone with you enough to know you don't answer shit. So that means you ain't trying to tell us shit. But for tonight, you little munchkin motherfucker, I need you to answer this question.
Go ahead, Nitty.
When you on your date with a guy, I don't care what date it is, number one or number 19, and you made up your mind that you gonna fuck the shit out this nigga, all 5-0 of you. You done made your mind up, no matter what, he's gonna get some of that ass. What should he not do to fuck that up?
I would say something stupid, Nitty.
Well, what could be stupid, Kia?
I would say something stupid. I mean, well, you know, he's not going to fuck it up. He's not going to fuck it up, Nitty. He's not.
He's not going to fuck it up?
Yeah.
If he'll pick up
okay. Okay, so, listen. So, if you done made your mind up that you're going to give him some, and then he turned around and says this to you, okay, so, you know, it was a nice dinner, it's a nice movie, I had a great time with you. The only thing that would finish this off is me breaking your fucking headboard. Would that be something stupid?
No, Nitty, it wouldn't be something stupid.
I knew it wouldn't, motherfuckers. I would say that. I was just testing you. You little fucking dumbass. Hey, listen. Bill, what's a do and a don't, Bill? Give me both.
A do and a don't? I'm going to give you the don't first.
Mm-hmm.
don't take your women to 42nd Street Town Square. Everybody need mothers over there.
Okay.
And the do is make sure you don't fuck up in the date. You don't say nothing stupid and pick up the check.
But saying something stupid is suggestive. Like, what sounds stupid to her may sound super sexy to me. For instance, if I told her, you have a nice pair of lips, and they will look so good around my penis. That's not saying nothing stupid to me.
I didn't say that sound like that was stupid.
I don't think that's stupid either.
That was stupid.
No matter what type of lip gloss you got, your lips look good. So.
Exactly. Around my penis. Yes. Yes. Let me tell you.
Don't get me wrong here. You would say something like that. You have said something like, I'm not saying that, but it's certain stuff. Some people can say something that's stupid.
That's right. That's right. Let's keep it real today. Listen, I'm going to give you another don't, ladies. Let me tell you something that y'all did not do. Is do not over-foundation your face. I once hugged a midget bitch, and when I let the bitch go, I had her whole face on my stomach. Eyeliner, foundation, lipstick, everything. I had a whole fucking face on my belly.
It's a
that
Hello
makeup
Kitty,
shit go,
Hello
yo.
Kitty on your stomach.
Yes, got a little fucking midget on my stomach, yo. Don't do the makeup thing. You ugly. You're gonna be ugly with makeup. You ain't looking no better. You're looking uglier with makeup. You cannot hide ugly with foundation. It don't work.
God. Oh my god.
You're just ugly without the pimples. That's it.
Okay.
KC. Don't lie, you old motherfucker. You might have a stroke. No, you can't be doing that shit randomly. Fuck around, pass out on this motherfucker's phone.
I think I can go up just as long as you can, baby.
Fuck God, I'm gonna fuck you into a senior citizen retirement home. You will come in with bed sores, nigga. Shut up. Answer the question.
Oh God. Oh my God. Oh.
I'm pouring my fourth martini right now. Listen.
Oh my God, we are in for it tonight. Oh my God,
I can't do
TC, it. TC, do's and don'ts, little motherfucker. Come on. I know you old motherfuckers move slow, but goddamn, girls like me.
Oh my God, the do's is don't get drunk and throw up on me.
What kind of dates do you be going on, yo? Niggas actually got drunk and threw up on you?
No.
If Molly wants you to drink, do they get a,
no,
a good look at the snatch?
I tell you what, don't have no head cheese on your dick. Just
that's all your shit is extreme, TC.
Okay.
God damn. Where you keep these niggas up at, yo? Skid Row?
Yeah, it's just some stupid shit.
Okay. Skid Row.
Where is she picking up her niggas at, yo?
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is throwing up on her pussy and everything, yo.
I got another dope for the ladies.
Who else is on the show, man?
Oh, my God, I ain't
homies.
Yo.
Got another dope for the ladies.
Come on with it, Bill. Me and you riding tonight, son. Yay.
Yay, yay. If you got corns on your feet, don't wear open-toe sandals or shoes.
That's right. That's right. If you got fucked-up toes, what you need to do is coordinate your style to fit your feet. If your feet look like they need construction, wear construction Tims.
Steel-toe boots.
Yeah, you're a coordinate. So when I see you with your construction Tims, I know when she pull this shoe off, it's going to look like the Rocky Mountains. It's going to look like the Alps, the Swiss Alps. You don't want to see a fucking red bottom and then a bitch pull her feet out and look like crab legs and shit. No.
No.
Keep it real. If you got fucking hammer toes, just come in with the fucking beef and broccoli or the high top 40 belows.
No,
I know what I'm getting myself into. I'll tell you. Pull your pants down to your knees. Nope. Keep the boots on. Keep the boots on. Oh, books on. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. No, you can ride me with the boots. You can ride me with the boots on. Yeah. Put
crazy.
Them boots on my bed. It's okay.
Oh,
just don't take them shoes off.
Don't take your socks off.
Just don't take them socks off. We good money. Do's and don'ts. Next thing, ladies. When you fucking with a real dude and you feel like this dude could be the one, don't ever in your long-legged life, Kia, in your case, in your short-legged life, don't ever tell that nigga no. Whatever he says, you say yes to it. Yes, 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 yes.
Wait a minute.
Never say no to the one you want. That's a don't. Never say no.
So we should never say no. So we should always say yes.
To the nigga you want? Yes, nigga.
So we can't be in a... Wait a minute. We can't be in disagreement at no point in time.
All right. Give me a for instance. And I'll tell you how to answer it.
Okay. I have planned to go away. And I want to go away. He wants to go away somewhere else. But I want to go where I need to go. He says no to me.
Okay, he says no to you. So if he says no, and then you decide to go away, that's just telling him it's okay to smash some other pussy. So?
Oh, stop. Okay.
Don't say no.
Okay. Wow.
Another for instance. Okay? Don't say no to the guy you want. You say no to the, to that guy. But the guy you want? Lose that word. It's not going to help you.
So just
definitely
totally
agree,
that.
Big homie.
Totally tell that. Are you agree with him, Bill?
I'll agree, big homie. Don't say
you
no.
Hey, you know if Bill, if you know if a guy named Bill agrees with a guy named Big Homie, don't do it.
He's agreeing with you because you just said that.
No, he's a rational man. He's telling you
yeah,
the other side
right
of my ratchetness.
Go get that ring.
That's right. Thank you. Don't say no, kid. Kid, it's not like you say
start
no anyway.
That nigga start making wedding plans.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Kid, it's not like you saying no anyway. Fuck is you complaining about, Mrs. Yes? Goddamn
oh
way, you saying yes to everything. Yes, I want some more spinach. Nobody said they want more spinach but Kia.
Go ahead, Nitty. All right, you know what? Oh, you are definitely in round four with that fourth
martini. I'm on my fourth martini. I'm going down. I'm taking everybody with me. Do's and don't, Kia. Give me another one. Until we get some new callers on this line. So we ain't scared to press number one. I hear you scared motherfuckers. Heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Pussy motherfuckers wanna listen to all the jokes. You wanna listen to all the jokes. You wanna laugh. But you don't wanna press number one. You punk ass nigga. That's why your life suck. Your life suck. You in the dark room in your closet listening to the show and your whole life sucks ass.
Said press one. It's before
press
two.
Press one, you
zero.
Fucking sucker. Live your life.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God.
I'm going
I
down.
I
hope they don't find me
after
tonight, man.
Oh, my God, baby. They're not pressing one. They're not.
I got to calm down. I don't want to get fired because Lavina probably fuck around. Fire my management, I'm sorry. I have four martinis. I'm going to bring it back in. But them scared-ass niggas on the line that don't want to press one and join the conversation, ooh, I hate y'all niggas. I'm back. Come on with it, little nigga. What's giving us do and don't?
Don't have dirty nails.
Dirty fingernails will get you no pussy.
Clean your nails, nigga.
Clean your nails,
clean
nigga.
Nails.
I agree with
clean
that,
nails.
Kim. Hey, Kim, let me ask you a
no
question about.
No bad breath. No bad breath.
Oh, yeah, you don't want
to. Big homie.
Oh, Birdman.
Yeah, new
Birdman.
Call?
Birdman.
Oh, yeah, your boy
Birdman
Ingram.
Is
your boy Ingram.
Hold up. Time out. Stop the presses. Birdman, I need a do and a don't from Dayton.
Do's and the don'ts from dating. Okay, what's give me something that's been covered already because I don't want to jump on top. I got the message. I'm letting them hold on. Before you go into that, go ahead and introduce your Real Talk family is with you right now. You one of them all, so hey, on. Introduce yourself, what's going on right now.
Hold on. We on the West Coast, Yankee.
Yeah, you on the West Coast right now.
Hold on, I got to roll something up right now. We in the West Coast. Listen.
Oh, God.
West Coast, this is GQ Palace, 9 o'clock slot, speaking my point of view, the host tonight is the one and only Big Homie, and if you're sitting in the West Coast, and you're not pressing number one to talk and join the conversation, all I would like to say with respect is, fuck you too. Come on with it, brother, man.
Okay, so like, give me two of them that's been covered already, then I can.
One of mine, I told the chicks, don't ever tell the guy you really like no, ever. Say no, ever. That's one of mine.
Nah, you can't. You say no. That's a dude. And this is we talking about a real relationship, right?
Dating.
If you trying, so basically, she's trying to win that starting spot. She's a sick
exactly.
man. Okay. If you want to be the starter, baby girl, you can't say no. Like, if I need something, you need to come with it. Because right now, you're working on what they call a tally.
That's okay? Right.
And your tally sheet got some things
I'll
next to it.
Fuck with Birdman, yo.
You know what I'm saying? And if your checklist ain't looking good, you about to get fired.
Immediately, if not sooner.
You about to get fired. Example. A do and a don't. I'll give you an example for both of them. A do, we rolling. You know what I'm saying? Maybe something came on the radio. Maybe I seen something on my in my Facebook feeds from Man Law or something. You know what I'm saying? And I see something I like and I feel like getting a little frisky. I'm going to reach over. You better follow suit. If you don't, you get fired.
You get fired immediately, if not sooner.
Period. You might mess around and get pulled. We drive on the 10 freeway out here. You might mess around and get pulled over on the side of the road and put out.
And left with a bag of oranges to get home.
Wow. You trying to make... I'm saying, team. She's trying to make the team. She got to do something.
She got to do a whole lot more than something.
She got to do something.
Got to say yes to everything.
No.
What's a do?
Yes,
a do? No, that's a do is if you let's say I'm at work or something, you know what I'm saying? It's had me a hard day at work and you just want to see me real bad that day, I'm like, okay, I'll stop by your house first. Two things to this. You can get me to stay. If I walk in there, no damn that. If I get out of the car, let's say you got a garage, you let me in the garage. I get out the car and through the garage door, I smell me some roast or some shit cooking. You getting that's brownie points all day. But
okay.
When I get in the house, the shower running already.
That's good.
Oh yeah.
That's a good
doing.
Start.
You ain't good. I might not leave for 2 days.
That's a good start.
Say that one more time, Birdman. I missed that up. One more time.
If I'm coming off work and you just had to see me that day, I can't. Usually my thing is, bro, the type of job I got to go home and shower. You know what I'm saying? I'm naked on the toilet and then I got to get in the shower.
That's too much
to
information, son.
Okay.
Man,
okay.
No,
anyway, I
want to
go home first,
too
right?
Much.
And you just had to see me, Bill. Oh, girl, just had to see me. So I'm gonna go ahead and go to her house. If I pull into her garage and before I even get in that garage door and I smell some roast and some macaroni and cheese and all that shit cooking, and when I get in there, the first thing you do is take off my dirty clothes and send me up to a shower that's already warm and hot and running, got my towel sitting on the counter. Oh, you in there. That's a do. Take notes, ladies. I know y'all listening. How many
Take
calls
notes,
we all
listen. This this is the reason why I'm doing this show. For all the people that's listening that's scared to press number one, I need y'all to press number one, not for me, for the person that you could help. You could help somebody that's doing some dumb shit not do dumb shit. Somebody in this phone listening is doing dumb shit and don't even know it. They coming home, they not cooking dinner, they not looking sexy. In my case, they not sucking dick. You fucking hustling backwards.
I ain't no head, man. I don't need that. I ain't no head, man. I don't need that.
Give me,
hey,
me. Hey, I got a
who said that?
Sex.
What's good?
I heard
Frank?
You, baby. Where my Saratoga Hacker at?
I'm right here, nigga.
Hold on, Big Tex. Hold on, Big Tex. Do's and don'ts of dating.
Well, I'm cut from a different cloth, Big Frank.
All
right. I'm not a hugger. I'm not a kisser. I don't want to hold a hand.
Okay.
I mean, I particularly like a chick that got a significant other myself.
Okay.
Take all them problems home to your man. I don't want them. I mean,
boyfriend number two.
Care out time.
So you don't
want
to share her problems with you. You don't want to share in her problems.
Not one.
Salute.
That needs to be the next song, boyfriend number two.
I concur. What's a do?
Huh?
What should she do now? You said don't share your problems. What should she do?
Take them home to her husband or her boyfriend.
Big fucking dummy. I'm not talking about the problems. See, she should do to make you happy, fucking moron.
Oh, like what should do to make me happy?
Yes,
fucking
asshole.
That's all we can do.
Yes.
Look, see, once you got past all of that, foreplay, all that's out the window. You meet, you smash, I'm going to see you around like a donut. And there's no need for all the other stuff unless it's just time to be, you know, just what you just feel like it. It's a
son,
job.
Son, I have four martinis. What the fuck is you drinking?
Listen, Frank, on some real shit, I had one beer this year.
You need to get drunk because you said a whole bunch of nothing.
Hey,
I didn't get a do yet. What should the bitch
homie,
do?
I'm gonna come in and step in for him and give him a do.
Give him a do, man.
Yeah, this is Bill's Mania again. Listen, man. A do for the ladies. If you want to keep your man at halftime of the game, suck your man dick.
Oh, it's my nigga Bill right here, baby. Yes, Bill, tell me again. My bad, Bill. Tell me again. I interrupted. I premature ejaculated. I premature ejaculated, Bill. Do it again.
I said, big homie, the ladies, are you listening? The key to keeping your man, one of the keys to keeping your man, at halftime of the game, suck your man dick.
Oh, shit, I did it again. God damn. Shit. My bad, Bill. That nigga said,
and
suck your dick at halftime.
So who said this? This is Bill that said this?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Bill's Mania, baby. Battle Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday from 3 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah, that is Bill. Bill wants you to suck his dick during intermission.
Y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy.
During intermission, Bill would like for a little puckerama.
Yeah, that's a given, though. Intermission, halftime, yeah,
yes.
You got to go down.
Now, listen, we having fun. But
okay, I got
all of this fun, there is some jewels that you can learn. Because God didn't give ladies lips just to turn them up and get mad at men. Those lips was really made for sucking dick. That's it.
Stupid.
Hurt.
So, Nitty, you actually think the women who live, if they're beautiful, are there just to suck your dick?
Yes.
Or suck somebody's dick.
Trick
okay.
Question?
And
is
to
it
say
a
yes.
Trick question? Today is dick sucking motherfucking Monday.
Wow.
Now, listen, that goes both ways. Guys, if you got a lady that you want to keep, I would recommend you wake up and lick some pussy.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
have a guy named Big Homie banging her back out at work.
That's where I'm at. I'm done.
Frank, that's where I come in.
That's where you come in at, Tony?
That's where I come in.
So this is a two-way street. This is not only male shit. Females need love, too. And if you guys think that y'all too macho to cater to your women, somebody is putting stick down her tonsil and talking real rude to her like, yeah, your man don't let you suck no dick like this. You ain't never sucked no dick like this. You ain't never sucked no dick. That's a single. That's a new single right there. Come on, and Trinidad James will do that shit. You ain't never sucked no dick like this. You ain't never sucked no dick. That's a new single. That's a new single.
Yeah.
I'm about to put that on the radio. Watch. It's going to be an all-inclusive club.
Please don't.
It's going to be an all-inclusive club. Watch by the summer.
Please don't.
You ain't never
please
sucked
don't.
No dick like this. Never sucked no dick like this. Never sucked
no dick
like this.
You got to make sure you put a West Coast beat to it, too.
Yeah, that should be killing a strip club.
Be flat.
Get quiet for a West Coast beat.
Yeah, I put that West Coast beat on as long as it got that slap on it. Clap.
Mm-hmm.
Clap.
Wow. I put the double clap on that shit. Kia.
Yes, Nick.
Hold up. Kia and TC are the only women speaking up, and I respect them. And I know we have some lady listeners on the line. Do y'all want to come give your sisters and sisterhood some help, you punk ass bitches?
Oh my god.
I'm about to get fired.
This is what happens when you give a black man his own show.
These motherfuckers sit on the line all day and they pimp out with jokes. They laughing their ass off. They crying and they don't want to support the radio show. Fuck them! Press number one, support the homies.
Hey yo,
press number one.
That nigga been like this for 20 years.
Thank you, Tex. Thank you, Tex.
Oh, he been like that for 20 years?
About 25.
I think he was born like
so I know you know some of his do's and don'ts. He keeping it 100 all the way?
Hey, as far as I could tell on this radio show here.
That's not no dude that's going to say what Big Homie wanted to say. Me and him went toe-to-toe on some real shit in the hood. He's not a fan of Big Homie. He respects Big Homie. It's a difference.
Right on. I can do that.
But Tex, you can't co-sign that I have fucked some of the baddest bitches in the hood since you knew me.
Oh, so you got all the ratchet. So you got all the ratchet.
Yeah, Mama Jack right at the top.
Well, he got all the ratchets. He got the top notch head ratchet in the hood.
Hold on. This one here. Oh my God! Don't let me find a picture on Facebook, Frank.
Yeah, listen. Let me explain to y'all what happened to this dude, right? What he's saying is, back in the days, like 20 plus years ago,
my God.
There was this Shanae-Nay looking broad. And
now,
she started a false rumor that I smashed her.
So the rumor
I
was
never
true.
Smashed her, but she did suck my dick, though. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you
going to hell.
Ain't that the man's?
That's the man's age-old lie right there. Like, man, I ain't fucking, but she did suck my dick.
Yo,
no, but I'm serious, though, dog. I'm so serious right now.
You smashed her.
I would tell y'all, listen, I done fucked it. Listen, the guy who's talking right now, I done smashed 100 times better bitches than him. So, you know, I'm going to be a lie.
Right here. Ain't nobody safe on the Big Homie show.
Nobody's safe. That man can't only fuck bitches that look like white truckers.
Wow.
If the chick he's dating nickname ain't Large Marge, he ain't fucking with
her. Wow.
Hey, Frank.
I just
filled my gas tank up. Shit, it's the head. You gotta pay like you weigh. I'm sorry.
I'm only
well, listen, I'm saying, ain't that stopping you break a record, nigga? What the fuck, nigga?
But like I said, I ain't loving him.
Nah, you ain't loving him.
Shit.
You ain't loving him. Listen, you had a good career. You had a, you made a good living out of fucking fat, nasty white women. You got a fucking ball.
I'm dying.
You don't got Wall Street money out of fat, nasty white women.
Wow.
Hey, the Cuban official, he ain't never seen one of my chicks.
I did too see one of your chicks. Are you kidding me?
When
you fucking first left the hood and you went up there and got that good ass money? Well, I don't wanna when you was doing real good up there and you came back to large, nigga?
Nah, that was a black bitch.
No, you came back with the first white bitch you ever came back with, nigga.
Oh, that
oh,
one.
God.
Yeah, that one. That
yeah,
big bitch
that
with
one.
The nice size arms.
That one.
The one with the nice size arms. Her shit looked like Hulk Hogan. 24 legs on.
Yo, she did have some hairy ass arms.
Yo, she looked like she could turn a fucking, make a U, do a U-turn with an 18-wheeler with one hand.
But at the time, she had a car, she had friends with cars, and you know how it was that where we were, you heard?
You know how it was. You was big pimping one-on-one, but listen.
Man!
So let me ask you this, Miami. What about when it comes to, let's say she bad, y'all meet somewhere, and it's the one, you like, damn, you stop everything you're doing, and you put your, how many drinks you did have?
Out of how many who?
How many drinks you didn't have so far?
How many chicks?
Four.
No, how many drinks
how
have you had? Okay, you said
four.
So you,
I'm on four.
Okay, so you on that fourth drink.
Right.
And she make you put that drink down. I know you didn't seen them before. She
right.
make you put that
right.
drink down. Okay,
right.
So like our last show, Ratchet Mondays last week, and she asked you, you know, come back to the house clean, no roaches, it smell like potpourri in that mug.
Right.
And she say, big homie, I want you to eat this.
Right.
What you gonna do, player?
I'm gonna try everything in my power not to at first. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna try every trick in the book. Like, I just pulled my ACL in my tongue. I just pulled my ACL in my tongue last week. I just got out of therapy. It's still sore. Or I might say, my neck hurt or some shit like that. If that don't work, and she puts a gun to the pussy and says, if you don't eat the pussy, I'ma kill it. I'ma kill it. You better eat it or I'ma kill the pussy. I might have to lick it once and then spin around real quick. Bam! Slide her right up in her. I got some tricks.
Wow, nigga.
Nah, Frank. He got it's Ramadan. It's young people. It's something.
Listen. It's two different types of niggas in the world, baby. All y'all women listening, listen and pay attention. You got pussy eaters, you got pussy eaters, and cocksmen. I'm a professional cocksman. This dick will make you forget about a tongue.
Oh, Lord.
At the end of the night, you wouldn't be sitting there, you ain't gonna be sitting there like, damn, I wish you would have licked it. That will never cross your mind.
Man, big homie, I'm gonna have to challenge you on that one, homeboy. Cause let me tell you like this. Let me tell you like this. Bro, if you ain't seen some of the stuff that them toys do to them women, ain't shit you doing compared to, I hate them damn toys. I don't put it in the hair right now.
A toy is good in the hands of a man. When you let a man work it, it's good. But the toy do not have a pulse. It do not pulsate. It do not. It's not. It can't hit angles. It don't got photogenic. It don't got photogenic memory. It don't got photogenic memory. I remember when my dick.
Said, what?
Yeah, when my dick hit that spot over there in that corner, it remembers that corner. Boys can't remember shit.
Yeah, shit,
he can make
man.
It remember.
That's too much thinking. You should not be thinking while you're trying to have an orgasm. Let's see. Where was that G-spot again? Over here? Over here? No. Just let the motherfucker penis in and let him do work, Suki.
Wow.
Now listen, let's get back to the do's and don'ts. Kia, here's a don't. Here's a don't. When I pull my dick out, at some point I will be pulling out 2 or 3 hours later. And when you decide to suck it, when I just pulled it out, nice and wet, make a happy face. Don't do no nasty shit and don't look happy. We need you to look happy with your nasty shit. Don't look upset like, oh my God, he want me to suck his dick again. Don't do that. When you trying to keep that nigga, you got to make the face like, yes, master. Yes, master. I let him suck his dick again. Can I suck it? Can I please?
You better go wash that bitch off.
Wash it off. That is a don't. What you think your mouth is for?
Yes.
Oh, so you got something wrong with your pussy then?
No, I don't want my own shit. I don't need that. I ain't got no rubber neck. I don't need to lick
my own shit.
Oh,
you got something wrong with your pussy. That's what that is. You worried about your pussy.
Oh,
you want a nigga to jump down there and do what?
Yeah, well, she can suck my dick, but she won't suck her pussy. Something is wrong with that. I'm throwing a flag. I'm throwing a flag right there on that shit.
Dip it in some flavoring and give it to him.
I'm throwing a flag on that unnecessary roughing the pussy.
So you would do the same thing if you was doing it in doing it in the ass there, right?
Well, I don't think that's sanitary for me to pull my dick out of your ass and put it in your mouth. But if you volunteer for that, just know there won't be no second date, but you still can suck it.
It don't matter to me because I'm not a kisser anyway.
Who said that?
That's motherfucking Big Tex right there. Look, I need you to be a regular on this show, Tex. I need you on the show,
Tex. He don't want a real woman. He wants somebody else's shit.
No, he don't. Listen. When you date white women, your requirements change, man.
I got black ones, but I mean, white ones like to make sure you're taken care of. I mean,
yes,
the hell,
that's the problem.
So listen,
that's
you think
problem.
You date white women?
Oh,
you know what?
Hold on,
that's
we gonna learn something
with
today.
You nigga man.
What?
Hold on, baby, I got my own.
Are you kidding me, Tex? Are you kidding me?
Hold on, I got my own, but you want to give me more? I'm all for that. I don't need nothing from anybody, but I do. I'm not going to, I mean, especially when we ain't hurting nobody.
And listen, you can't get game for free. Listen, y'all can keep fucking them square-ass niggas for free. But if you want
to
be around a real
G
player like me, it's going to cost you something, bitch.
Shit,
my ass. Listen, that's why you fucking square niggas down. Because real niggas ain't going for that shit, bitch. You better buy a drink, a steak, buy the weed or something, bitch. Get half on the road, bitch.
I do. I got
I'm
the
not
electric,
your regular
and
nigga.
I got the gas, and I got the water.
Listen, hold up, baby. Let me tell you something. This is a real thing. This is a real thing. I want you to listen to me right now, all right? Because you're my friend, TC. Let me explain something to you. Listen, there's so many ass corny-ass niggas out there that if you ever get a real nigga in your circumference, you better motherfucking act like you have a real nigga in your circumference.
You don't
get too lucky to have real nigga after real nigga after real nigga. It's usually go square, 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 real nigga, square, 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 real nigga. That's how it usually go.
But I ain't taking care of no man.
I ain't taking care of him. If we out at the bar, and you see me, and you like, God damn, I want to suck his dick, which usually happens a lot.
Shit.
Oh, God.
It usually happens a lot. It's okay to send me a double shot of Hennessy.
That's a deal.
In return, that double shot of Hennessy will
help
me.
If you're my man, I don't mind doing that.
Listen. The double shot of Hennessy in return is for you. All I'm going to do is turn around and hit you with the drug dick. Ain't nothing better than a drug dick.
Huh? Okay, Nitty. Okay, I may agree with you on that point. So are you going to buy me a drink while we out?
I got fucking drinks all day. My bar tab is like $200.
It's okay, but I have no problem with that.
Well, I'm tired of feeding you little dirty ass bitches.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. You know,
Not y'all.
You know better. Watch your mouth.
You little dirty little gumdrop. Not you.
Nitty, I agree with you. I agree with you on that, and I do. You know, I don't
have my birthday. This nigga agreed with me like 4 times today, yo. I gotta go play Lotto or something. This nigga agreed with me all day.
Yeah.
You must be fucking Kwanzaa out this bitch. Is it Kwanzaa? Must be
no,
fucking
Easter
Kwanzaa.
Next week. Easter.
Because some stuff you're saying, I understand. I'm just saying you're saying it's like a damn fool.
And let me tell you guys, I got a don't do for you guys. Stop pimping with your wallet, niggas. Because you wonder why these bitches be draining y'all asses. Because you lead with your wallet. When you meet a bitch, you got your back turned to her because you're showing her your wallet. You're showing her your wallet. You're raising the price of pussy, nigga.
I agree with that, homie.
So many dudes want to pull up with the big ride. I'm one of them, but I'm not using that, though. They want to pull up with the big ride. They want to jump out and buy out the bar and all that other shit. Are you buying out the bar to impress niggas or bitches?
I got a big ride, though. That's my car. I ain't pimping.
You know what I mean, though, right?
Right.
No?
I want them to know I'm broke. But if I got a big ride, if my ride is fly, it ain't got nothing to do with pimping.
No, I don't want a bitch. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying go out there and get a dust bucket. I want for all dudes, for every dude, to work off their personality. If you're a square and you got a square personality, somebody like that, though.
They're going to like your pot more, though, right?
But that works for them. You know how we grew up, son. We grew up on that personality tip. No matter what the fuck we had, we still tried to entertain our bitches.
Hey, I was telling girls about the other day, Frank. If you didn't have your chick in the smash, you could not come to the project.
How many bitches I took, son? How many other niggas bitches I took? How many?
You ain't getting none of mine.
I don't want none of no fucking large Mars bitches, nigga. The fuck is wrong with you, man?
Wasn't none of those in Brooklyn, Frank.
I don't give a fuck. Whatever bitch you had, as soon as she said, I'm with Tex, my dick went soft.
Wow.
Well, Mama Jack can't say that.
Oh, you rat bastard, faggot ass nigga. You want to live forever till I die, huh, nigga?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you go ride. You going to hold that one.
Yeah, listen. And it's an inside joke. Y'all might not get it. Listen, Tex, Kiko called me the other day. Like, yo, what up, son? I see you on Facebook. It's like you're doing real good. Blah, blah, blah. Mama Jack is in the background.
That's
like,
his wife.
Yeah, that's his wife. He like, yo. Mama Jack is in the background like, is that Nitty? Tell Nitty I say hey.
Yo,
there's no one thing you can do to her to make her pretty.
No, what?
There's no one thing you can do to her to make her pretty.
Whoa. Oh, wow. No. She must got issues.
So give me my fat bitches all day.
Hold on. I don't want to interrupt, but we got to, if people are not afraid to press number one, we got to acknowledge these people who are not afraid. Angie, are you there?
Angie is here.
Angie, everybody say hi to Angie.
Hi, Angie.
All right, Angie, listen. I know you've been listening. You were scared to death for a minute.
No. I just got on. You know I am never scared.
You ain't scared. No, you ain't scared at all. I might take that back because you are one brave little cocksucker. Listen, Angie.
Use
<Hey.
laughs> your words wisely now. Come on now.
Listen. What?
Oh, God.
I'm about to pour my fifth motherfucking martini.
Oh, my God.
Angie,
what's the topic? What's your topic tonight?
Tonight's topic tonight, Angie, my love, is do's and don'ts of dating. Let's go.
The first don't is, like you said, try to impress people with your money. Because how you get
Thank
them
you.
Is how you got to keep them. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And the two is
try to
step up your intellectual game.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't come at people sideways and then expect
to get a
front-way reaction. I like to recognize
Angie for using a word that's not usually used on Monday on GQ Palace. Intellectual. Thank you, Angie. Yeah, continue.
You're welcome. Listen, you got to satisfy my intellect, because once the money going, then what?
You know what I tell bitches all the time before I fuck them? I tell them this. Well, I used to tell them this before I fuck them. I hope when I pull my dick out of you, we have something to talk about.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you better hope it ain't a bad job.
Exactly, because listen, once the music stops, it's what's really important. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Once the music stops and we finish humping, and I'm asking you about world news or how you feel about the Israels and the Pakistans and
mm-hmm.
the Palestinians, and you like, Palestinians, is that a shoe? Oh, shit, you got to go.
But listen, that's not solely her fault. That'd be your fault for not finding out what she had in her head first.
No. If your body is right,
I'm
going to fuck you. But the next fucking
you ain't got nothing else to talk about then. You ain't worried
listen,
about nothing else. You know,
listen,
about
you
it,
ain't let me finish. If your body is right, you could get dick one time. But once I pull my dick out, this is when the audition begins.
Hey.
You feel what I'm saying? Hello? Anybody there?
Yeah.
Anybody get pussy on dick
deal.
One time, but it's all about staying there.
Yeah, you're right. What's going to keep them there, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, again, if you're attracted to her just for her body, then as long as she keep her body right, you don't give a damn what she got to say afterwards.
Hey, Andy, shut the fuck up. You ruining my high right now, yo.
You set yourself up for that. That's what you said.
What I'm trying to tell you is that I'm going to give you an opportunity to fill this dick. Everybody deserves a little charity.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
You're a hot mess. You know that?
Charity.
You are a hot mess. I'll be.
But once I finish donating to the poor, now you got to impress
me.
Oh, my God. So you think you got the golden schlong, huh?
That's what he said.
You're wrong when you say think. This is proven. This is USDA.
Well, I would have to get that from somebody else's opinion, not yours, because I can give myself 100 too.
Yeah, well, we know that's not true, but I could give you the rest of it.
Yeah, right. I got 25 years stalkers, man. Let's see.
Yeah, but if you got 25 fucking can't get rights, that shit don't count. Come on, give me some more do's and don'ts, Angie.
Oh, my. Okay, more do's and don'ts of a first date?
Any kind of date.
Oh, any kind of date. You don't take them where you took your exes.
Mm.
That's a don't. You do try to introduce something to her that you've never done yourself.
Don't do that. No, don't do that.
Why?
Don't. If you never bungee jumped and you take the chick bungee jumping and then you bungee jump and you start screaming like a bitch.
We don't go as far as bungee jumping on a
okay,
date. That's
okay,
that's something.
Okay.
There's boundaries here. We not.
Okay.
Being...
Let me tell you, my man Tex touched on something that was very important.
Okay.
For all you square niggas that's listening, because only square niggas are listening, all real jokers is pressing number one. So everybody that's listening, in some degree, you are fucking square. Big homie said it in your fucking face. Well, it would be in your face if you press number one. So you're a fucking square. Somewhere down the line, you got square in you. But if you're a square, never bring your fucking chick around real niggas. Because real niggas don't dick and square niggas. niggas' chicks' mouth all the time.
You did a rhyme. Real niggas.
That ain't no real nigga. That's a real grimy nigga.
How's a real grimy nigga?
That's a real grimy nigga. Come on, my nigga. Go get your own.
Why?
Go get your own. If you that real nigga like that, you won't even have to look. You won't have to step on nobody's toes for nothing. That's
right.
No, hold on.
Listen, hold up, baby. Listen to them. If your chick wrapped her lips around my dick, she was never yours. She was always
you right,
mine.
You know, you right on that too.
She
you
always
right
was
on that
mine.
Too. I ain't denying that right there. She was just a hoe.
No, she had to be a hoe. Listen, let me explain the game to you,
Angie. Yeah, get right. Come on,
let
now, straighten
me
out.
Let me explain the game to you. I'm going to give you this for free this time, Angie, because game ain't free.
Oh, God.
I'm going to give this for free to you. Let me tell you something about this world. There's movers and shakers, takers and doers and takers and shit like that. Now, either you a doer or you a not doer. See, that cat that brought his chick around, he was a not doer. And she was hoodwinked until she came around and sent him and seen him around some doers. And the doers was telling him, yo, go get the fucking Dutch Master. Go get the six-pack. Go get the fucking weed. Go get that shit. Now she's like, oh, I got a fucking faker. I want a doer. And that's why
who
I was about to throw.
Yep.
That's why I
said
about the dark corner.
Well, that dude was a scrambled egg, then. He just, listen.
Baby, half of the dude
was
a scrambled egg.
Understand what I'm saying?
Egg.
But that's still not erasing my point, though. Like, listen, you still ain't got to step on the next man's toes, because he was.
No,
you ain't got to do all that.
No, on your toes, honey. Hey,
huh?
You realize that your man is a dud, but this dude here is fucking, isn't it? He making your book work from across the room. But that happens to be a friend of your friend. Then what?
Oh, well, listen, we don't. Well, some lines just don't be crossed. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You
shit chose me.
Ooh, y'all sound. Y'all must do that all the time.
Then I do it all the
time. Y'all must have that going on all the time.
Hold on, listen.
Wow.
That's you do not bring a chick to the project if you do not have her in the smash.
No, that's another don't. You don't take your chick to the projects anyway unless that's all you want to do.
No, listen. I have taken my chicks to the projects and left them there and came back for them.
You know what?
She must have been in your trap spot.
I vouched for that. I was there.
Your big homie.
Listen, I do this shit on the regular, yo.
Oh, guys.
Hold up. I sound like my wingman is there. Bang, that's you, Bang?
Yo, I could vouch for that last one. I was there. She was with me.
she was with you? Who the fuck is this?
How many dudes could say they was with your chick in the PJs, my dude?
A lot of niggas.
Well, I'm one of them.
State
wow.
Your name, soldier.
Yo, T. Romero, man. Here's my thing about
Dave. It's my dude right here. Okay,
no question, son.
You know what you're talking about. T. Romero. Everybody say hi to T. Romero.
What up, Mero?
Hey.
Listen, ladies, there's a new player on the phone. We have not corrupted him yet. He is fresh. He got his own ideas, his own way of thinking. T. Romero, I need you to give me two. One, do's and don't. One do and one don't of dating.
One do and one don't. Okay, here's my don't. I'm going to start off with the don't. Don't ever act thirsty. That's just going to be three strikes in a row right there. So you always got to play it cool, even though inside you're sweating.
Okay, what do you mean by thirsty, my brother?
In other words, you cannot be overly aggressive. You cannot be making too many sexual innuendos at a time when you're trying to get to know the young lady and trying to just kind of take in the ambiance of the moment. You know what I mean?
I can't rush it.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Don't rush it.
I respect
it.
That.
Let it happen naturally.
Let it happen naturally.
But what if that's how you
that.
Are, though?
Well, if it's natural,
are?
Then it's cool. I'm saying sometimes guys are over aggressive.
Yeah, you're right. Some guys are. And some women
are. That would be me.
Now, if you're with the right lady, she's going to appreciate that and it's going to click. But at the same time, if you're with the wrong one, then, you know, is not going to work out too well. So that's why my whole thing is to play, you know, play it real low key, and let's see where the situation goes gradually. And then when the moment comes, you know, you got to take advantage of all your opportunities in life.
All right, give me a do. Give me a do.
Give me a do. Let me see. Give me a do. Do make sure that you're looking so fresh and so clean, because if that date don't work out, you want to be able to hop over to the next spot and go right into plan B.
You know what? I'm going back to that corrupt. You said he's not corrupt. He's corrupt.
He's not corrupt. This nigga is the fucking other side of me. I'm fucking disrespectful, and he'll tell me, son, you're being disrespectful.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, then he's,
you,
then he's
and Kia, you
he's
might
want to
suck his dick. He's a good guy.
Hey, guys, before we get to that, and listen, I just dropped the movie. It's called Terrible Twos. I'm putting it on everybody's. I'm linking it up on everybody's Facebook page. It's on my man Big Frank's page.
No question.
If you get a chance, go check it out. I wrote it, directed it, produced it. I got my kids in it, and you know I'm trying to make moves in this entertainment field.
Terrible Twos. You see it on my wall. Hit like. Hit the link. Watch it. Support the homies trying to do the right thing. And I like to build on something T. Romero said about not being thirsty. So T. Romero, if she's acting, do you date hot chicks, T. Romero?
That's been a rule that I strictly follow for years.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So if that hot chick is acting thirsty and want to suck your dick, what should you do?
Well, obviously, we already know there's double standards in life. She can do that. She has the right to do that. But at
she
the same time, at the same time, she got to play it real cool, because I'm sure she going to want a follow-up date or a phone call afterwards. You know what I mean? So you got to act a little classy with me. I like ladies acting like ladies.
I don't want you to be classy sucking my dick. Classy and sucking dick do not go together.
You got to be straight up raunchy.
I don't want you.
See, that's your problem. You're not looking. You looking for the perfect woman instead of looking for the right one, because you have something that ought to be wrong and classy.
While you sucking my dick, I don't want your pinky up.
What?
Oh my God.
While you sucking my dick, I don't want to see your pinky poking out.
Oh my God.
I tell you what, I don't know.
Angie, it is no use even, because it is no use.
It's a dead horse, huh, Kia?
It's a dead horse.
I'm saying, there's some things with classy come into play. I'm taking you to meet my family. I'm taking you out. I'm showing you off. All that classy shit works then. But when I put my dick on your mustache, classy is out the window.
Yeah, that's why. And the woman don't want no non know how to lick that twat nigga either.
Hey, listen, Angie.
Well, now you keep talking about
somebody
now.
I didn't say that, Angie.
Come on,
I didn't say that, Angie.
You got some dudes that don't know how to work that tongue either. Come on,
Angie. I never said that.
That's a conversation you don't want to have after sex.
Angie, I never said that, Angie.
It can start out classy. As long as it ends up nasty and disgusting and wet and nasty, it's all good.
Yeah, well, that's what makes the sex all better.
You said nasty twice, son.
Don't touch me there. Now, who does that?
What?
Who does that?
Hold on, listen. We got some callers on the line.
Okay, get them
on there. Callers, press number one. Stop being a punk bitch. I'm sorry. My bad. Stop being frightened. Stop being frightened.
Frightened.
Hit number one. Join the conversation. We don't bite all the time. Hit the button. Join the conversation.
You know, I got a question. I got a question for the group. Here's my question.
Why is
it that people don't go Dutch more often?
Because bitches is
blind and white, bitch. I think that's what attention builds. Because when a dude goes out for the first time and pays a lot of money for a dinner and a show and all that, and then don't get nothing afterwards, he don't feel so good. But if it was a Dutch date, you would walk away feeling like, fuck it, you know, I paid for my meal, I paid for my entertainment, and it's all good. I think we need to go back to being Dutch, because there's a lot of chicks running around knowing they ain't going to give it up. And just
let me tell you what the problem is.
A good meal in the show.
Only because men are most most of the time, men are out to get something, so they feel they got us. They gonna have
right,
to pay for
right,
this meal in order to get it.
The show. It's where
That's
I tell everybody to shut the fuck up. Well, I tell everybody to shut the fuck up because I want to speak right now. The
I can
reason
fight a little
why
bit. I ain't worried about all that shit you doing.
All right, Angie.
Okay, I'm gonna behave.
Okay, thank you, baby, because I like you. You be keeping it real, but shut the fuck up right now. Listen.
I got you.
The reason why this shit do not happen all the time with this Dutch shit, because niggas are bitches and they scared to say that shit. And
I agree.
The
I
other
think
reason
the
why
reason
it don't
why.
Happen,
do.
Most bitches is broke. Two reasons right there. The man is scared to say, listen, baby, I don't know you this well. This shit may not pan out. You pay for your shit, I'll pay for my shit, and we'll see how the night goes. Because at the end of the night, you could be a mud duck. And I'm not buying no mud ducks, no lobster. So you buy your own shit, bitch. What's wrong with that?
Damn, Nitty.
Goodness gracious. You just got to know what you're getting into before
you
even go in.
You
don't
know
it's
a fucking
horseshoe. Don't
it's
listen. Put your intentions or something. Like, don't go in there expecting, like, oh, I'm expecting it. You should go up to her. If that's the case, go up to her and say, listen, bitch, I want to fuck you. Let's go to dinner and then we'll go fuck.
All right, let me explain
don't,
something
don't
to you.
Don't be trying
Angie,
to beat her in the head with
Angie,
no nonsense and then
Angie,
you find out at the
Angie,
end of the night ain't nothing popping and then you mad.
Angie,
come
shut
on.
The fuck up and listen right now. All right? Every man that you went out on a date with had expectations. That shit don't go nowhere.
I understand that.
So we all trying to fuck. That's why you're out on a date, big dummy.
Oh, I swear.
Some
oh my
people
God.
Just like to go out. Why everybody got to want to fuck?
Not no man.
Oh, because y'all perverts.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. It is not my fault your ass is fat.
Yeah, I do got a don't.
Yes, I want to hit that shit, nigga.
Not at this address.
That's the fucking reason why we at IHOP now, bitch, at the club.
Wow. Give me that double stack. That's right. I want that double stack.
Yeah, I ain't taking you to IHOP after the club to play spades, bitch.
Wow.
I'm not even
you are
IHOP
fast. You know
listen,
that, right?
Let me tell you what kind of dude I am. On the first date,
baby.
Listen, I don't sit across from my dates. I sit next to my dates. Ask me why. Ask me why.
So you can
for
play
the thighs, my man. For the thighs.
You trying
to
dig under that
pussy.
Tape.
So I have to play with the pussy while I'm on my date.
Yeah. You told her to wear that skirt, right?
I don't give a fuck what she wears. She can wear sheepskin. I'm playing with the pussy.
Oh my God. Oh, wow.
Listen,
wow.
I may not get laid, but my finger will be funky.
You smelling it all the way home, huh?
We got a new caller on the line. Speak up. Who are you?
Lord have mercy.
We got a new caller? Somebody say hello?
Hello.
Drunk-ass nigga? Speak up. There's a lot of shook motherfuckers in the world. And you lazy fucking these scared-ass niggas, too.
And you sure ain't a friendly host.
Did you say scared of
us? Fuck I'm five martinis in, nigga.
Did you say we were scared of something?
No, I said you ladies. May I ask y'all ladies a question? We got three ladies on the line. I respect y'all point of views. Y'all call in every week, and y'all have very profound things that I take into consideration in my own life every day. When I'm on here clowning and shit, every now and then somebody says some things that I could take away from it and use it in my real life. And at one time or another, each one of you ladies has said something profound to me that I took on my journey to make me a better nigga. And I'm a better nigga thanks to you little dirty niggas. So I appreciate y'all little dirty niggas. But let me ask y'all a question.
Oh, thank you, Nitty.
You welcome, little milk dud. Listen, let me ask you a question. How do you feel when you wake up the next morning and you feel you fucked a loser?
That pisses me off. I don't know about nobody else. Like, God dang, Andrew, you should have used some better judgment.
Yes? What about you, DC? Because I know you fucked a lot of losers being
120. It only took one for me to ask that question. It ain't take a lot of them.
No, I'm saying TC, she 120 years old. That's a lot of losers.
Wow, T. He trying to play you.
That's a lot of losers when you was around with Lincoln Freed the Slave.
time. Lincoln was digging in half of them.
Well, if I'm that old bitch, respect me more. Give me more respect.
I'm saying, though, when you, listen, in my lifetime, I had woke up next to at least 50 bitches. I'm like, why is this bitch here?
Yeah, 50?
Yeah, 50, at least 50.
Wow.
I'll add something to that because I've been in that situation, and it's funny because those are the moments where you feel the most loneliest.
Oh.
No, not all the time, son.
I'm saying when you wake up next to that loser, you feel even more lonely. Like, damn,
yes,
I'm with somebody,
but I really
feel alone.
I agree with that. Because, you know, people always want to tell you about their successes. Shit goes right. I want to know about when shit goes wrong. Because that's when it builds character. You know what I mean? That builds character. Everybody could be fucking proud. Yeah, I got a 4.0 GPA. What about when you flunked out with that semester, nigga? What you was doing?
That's when it's good to have a nice fat back of trees so you can kind of, you know what I mean, meditate on that situation.
When I was younger, right, I woke up to this dirty booger in the hotel. And she was like, she knew something was wrong. It was all in my face. She's like, what's wrong? I said, could you look at my pants and get my gun and just shoot me?
You saw that?
No question. She's like, why? I said, because you're here.
Ow.
Ow.
Because you're here.
That's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
What you going to blame it on the alcohol?
I blamed it on the dog lights in the club.
Oh, my God.
Definitely the alcohol. Definitely
it was
the
dog
alcohol.
Lights, man. I'm good drunk. It's the lighting.
Yeah. The lighting.
No, you better
definitely
blame it on
that alcohol.
But, you know, if you fuck probably 1,000-plus chicks, 50 bad ones ain't bad.
Hmm. Yeah.
So
that
your shit
would,
is just wore out.
Why my shit gotta be wore out, baby? This is penis, ain't pussy.
A thousand.
Oh my God. Oh God.
A thousand women?
Give or take one or two.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you remember all of them?
For?
Big homie.
Yes.
You got Rachel on the line as well.
Which Rachel? Diva Squad Rachel?
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, bitch.
Hey,
bitch.
Get him.
Hey, watch out. He's talking hella shit tonight.
Yo, that's my girl right there. She said, this shit sounds sexy. Hey, bitch. That's my girl, Rachel, right there, baby. Rachel, let me get a do and a don't for dating, baby.
A do and a don't. Let me see. Do. Be up on your game. Pay attention to everything.
What that mean?
Pay
what that mean, Rachel?
Pay attention to everything. Pay attention to what the other person is doing, how they talking, their body movement, and their eyes, and how they eat, how they cook, all of it. Pay attention.
Mm.
Pay attention.
Mm. Hold on, right. Come out, Rachel. Let me ask you a question on that dude point. So we're in the restaurant, and I sit next to you in the restaurant. Not across from you, but I sit next to you. And somehow I decide to massage that thigh, and I just keep bumping into that clitoris. Is you mad at me?
No, I'm not.
I fuck the race.
No, I'm not.
She is not mad at me.
I'm not mad.
Now, what's a don't? What's a don't?
A don't. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Be yourself. Be yourself. You want that person to know who you are, not who you are not.
That's right.
Be yourself.
Be yourself and rub that clitoris. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I hope you get to some tonight.
Just listen, Angie, what part of town are you from, Angie?
Pick one.
I'm serious. Angie, where you from? Queens, right?
I'm from Long Island.
Oh, that's right. You're a bougie broad. All right, let me tell you something, Angie.
Bougie. What makes me bougie?
We went through this already, Angie. We're gonna relive this again. You bougie.
What makes me bougie, though?
Just own that shit, Angie. Shut up.
If kicking your ass in a pair of 6-inch heels called bougie, then I got you. We on it.
I just messed with you, Angie. I just messed with you.
Now, you know I ain't worried about that, man.
You know
if I was
love
sensitive,
love
I would have never pushed that one.
Hey, you know I love me some Hempstead hookers.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
There's plenty of them now.
God.
Hey, listen, we used to drive all the way to the sunrise to fuck Long Island bitches.
Where
you from, Nitty?
I'm from Brooklyn, baby.
Oh, yeah, you a pothole city.
Ain't no pothole city back in
it. It's true,
Angie, you are so ridiculous.
Dicks is toe up, niggas is half-ass.
No,
you my boy, though. You my boy.
Okay, okay, I'm going to leave you alone, nigga. I'm going to leave you alone.
Not
if I'm
Brooklyn fucked up and eat curry goat. I got you.
Yo, she said we eat curry goat.
Oh,
yeah.
She's trying to get
hurt. I don't fuck with curry goat, but I fuck with some stewed chicken all day.
I got you. No, you my boy, Nitty. I got you.
Yo, why we gotta eat curry right. goat, though, yo?
I'm curry as a
you know, who you know over there in Notion Avenue, y'all got that shit sold up.
Oh, but that's not technically Brooklyn. That's like Little Jamaica. We ain't counting that shit as Brooklyn.
Come on,
you can't cut out part of this. Come on, man.
That's Little Jamaica over there.
You can't
you
cut
out curry goat. You get weed, curry, goat, cunch, roadie, all that's Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you about my man, Nitty. He get,
and it's
he
all in Brooklyn.
The lamb I ever ate.
Yo, listen. Listen, that lamb is still in effect, son. You need to come down
that
here and enjoy some of
that
Charlotte.
That lamb was right.
Yeah,
that lamb be right.
Now, lamb is good, as long as it's cooked.
Now, listen, lady. Let me tell you something else y'all should not do with fucking with real niggas. What you should not do is get out of position. Know your position.
Oh, wait, that sounds very sexy.
You go, play you go.
Oh, let me finish. Let me finish, because it's not disrespectful at all. Because a real nigga do not need a mother. He needs a partner. A partner don't give you orders. They give you suggestions. When you start talking down to a real nigga, mentally, he checks out. He's somewhere else. He's somewhere else.
Ooh.
We don't need you in the background yapping while we take care of man's shit. Let me take care of my man's shit.
So what's
shit.
The man's position then? If a woman got a position, what's the man's position?
I'm not a homo.
Let's not be lopsided on this, baby.
The man is the pilot.
Hold on. If the woman got a position, the man check her. You don't got to put your hands on her to check her.
That's right.
Just like you check a child, you check your man or whoever, you looking like, hey, look, you out of position. You got to know your role.
Make you a perfect example. Make you a perfect example of staying in your position.
Yeah.
I'm at a little league football game, and parents is getting it in. So man to man, these two dudes is arguing. And then the chick is in the background telling her man shit to say to the other nigga.
Well, that's a weak.
Right there on the spot, he lost all of his man points.
Hmm.
He lost all of his man points. I had been in an argument with my lady in the background. You know what she did? She just stood there holding the gun until I said, pass to me.
Hmm.
She ain't got to say nothing.
Well, not when it comes to a man and a man arguing.
That's
a woman.
No, but chicks do it all the time. Don't let that bitch ass nigga talk to you like that. Don't go for that shit, boo.
Well, that's just in some people's nature to have to say.
No, you shouldn't fuck up with you. You know I got this.
Yeah, but that lets you know.
Well,
that
if she knows her man, if she knows her man got that, then she shouldn't have to say anything.
She ain't saying nothing. She never say nothing at all.
No, but time out. Let me tell you, there's another thing about y'all women that y'all don't understand is that none of y'all chicks on this phone date women. So y'all don't know how women are in relationships.
Oh, you don't know that.
But we know how men are, and guess what?
All right,
now,
y'all know how men are. I'm telling you about women. They can't control themselves unless they well fucking rehearsed. You know, sit down and had a conversation. All right, listen, baby. I'm a wild cowboy. Fucking with me, anything is liable to happen. And if something happens, I need you to shut the fuck up, because I don't want somebody slapping the shit out of you for no reason. So if I'm ever in some kind of verbal dispute, I need you to shut the fuck up. First, I need you to go to the car and get that gun and bring it back. And then shut the fuck up. Then shut the fuck up. don't
want
fall.
Her to do some dirty work, but you don't want her to say nothing.
You don't got to say a word.
Standard.
You don't got to say a word.
Now, I wouldn't go that far to not say a word. Just understand your position and say the right word. Like, have
mm-hmm.
my back. Don't tell me
exactly.
what to do. I'm the pilot. Be the navigator. Let me know. We coming up on some rocky road. This nigga looking funny. That nigga twitching. Let me know what the, you know, what the crowd is doing. That
yeah.
type of thing. Don't get involved in the in the alpha male.
I agree.
Like, watch
I
that
agree.
Nigga over there. Watch that.
I
girl.
Agree.
Uh-huh.
You can say all that shit, but I don't need you to be a fucking cheerleader to about give me a P, give me a R. No, bitch, shut up.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Cried. Like,
oh,
finally cried.
But, Frank, that white bitch you was talking about, the big arm bitch.
That big arm bitch? I remember her. Yo, she was scary.
Hold on. Frank, where did go? She was about her business.
Don't
and,
be the size
and,
of her arms? She had
yeah,
to be.
Hey, she was about her business. Man, nigga or not. Nigga, nothing's gonna happen to you without happening to her.
Yo, when you look like her, you gotta be about your bed. Bitch, like Hacksaw Jim Duncan. Nigga, the fuck?
Wow.
Hey.
She was
well,
about her
weird thing.
Business.
I always thought about that. Having a chick who's actually like Diesel and you feeling secure for, in her arms. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Crazy.
Yes, yes. It happens all the time, son.
That is
nigga, I'm
crazy.
Getting my stay right here, nigga. I'll be back. Come back with your girl. Like that nigga right here. Get him.
But listen, here's another do for you ladies. Here's a do. If your man ever tells you, I want to try out a threesome, two things you do. Either you drop him, or you give him a threesome. Because if he got enough nuts to tell you he want a threesome,
yeah.
he's already working on it.
He already fucked her.
No, he's already working on it at the very least.
He's already fucked her.
No, I
yep.
wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
Yes, he did, Nanny. Yes, he did.
Yeah, you don't hit
he
that.
He did.
Well,
he already did
not
it.
Not necessarily.
Lined up,
but he did. Like, keep it real, Nitty. He already did.
Yeah, I keep it real all the time.
I love you all. I'm really enjoying this topic today. But he already messed with her. Come on, Nitty.
No, sometimes there are good guys out here. There are good guys out here.
There are good guys out here,
and he want to share his thing with his woman. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. If he want to share the opportunity with you, and most guys is not man enough to even say this shit to you, and if he's man enough
right.
to tell you about a threesome, either you dump him now or you give him the threesome.
Or you give
that's
him
that. On his grind.
Right. You're true. You're right on that.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Are there any rules?
He done hit that already. If you don't give it to that threesome, he gonna go fuck her anyway.
Anyway.
He's gonna get it right here. He got you.
But yo, ladies, let me ask you something. Is there any rules? In other words, when you go forward with the dude, are you saying, yo, here's what you can do to that broad, here's what you cannot do? Or is it just, hey man, do whatever comes natural. I'm curious.
Well, if you're bringing it in, it's down for whatever. If you're gonna bring
down
it in,
whatever.
You might as well go all the way. Well, hold back for what?
Hey, listen, hey T. Romero. In my younger days, I had a threesome with these bitches, and it started out like, yeah, it's no problem. And at the end of the night, one of the bitches was counting strokes. Like, you gave that bitch 20
wow,
more strokes
exactly,
to me.
Exactly.
My God.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
There'll be no rules.
Wow.
No,
like
no,
wow.
As a
that's
man,
that's
this is how you should play a threesome. At the end, it's going to be some feelings hurt. So before it gets to the end, fuck both of them bitches crazy. So you don't lose.
Had that Viagra on hand.
Oh, I had a Hennessy, because the original Viagra was Hennessy 20 years ago. The drunk dick was the best.
Yo,
the best.
I'll tell you one, that, that's my Jack Daniels right there.
Yeah, well, whatever works for you, the drunk dick is the king.
Jack
the king.
Daniels.
The king.
The king.
I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I think the Viagra only is for time, though.
And listen,
it only make you last
and
longer.
Yeah, you know, drunk pussy ain't no punk either. You know that, right?
Oh, she sure ain't.
Yeah. Drunk pussy took a lot of abuse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does.
That drunk pussy had you talking all kind of shit. What?
That drunk pussy wake up in the morning like, what happened to me? Why am
I
lonely?
You might not be able to walk the next morning, but you could.
Mm-hmm.
That moment, man,
cooking.
You won't worry about nothing.
Why
you ain't
worried
about nothing.
Look at them. Look at these niggas. Look at these little horny ass niggas. Nothing. Nothing.
You're not worried about nothing.
They probably got some drunk pussy right now.
Damn.
Wait a minute. You on your fifth what, Nitty? You on your number five what?
Mark Martini.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all know y'all fantasizing about sitting on this Baraka's cocker.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
This drunk dick right now. Five martinis in. I'll flip you and stick you before you throw me, you blow me.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, now you want to be a sex poet.
I'm a poet, baby. I'm a pimp. Bitch, better have my
and
money.
He has always been that.
Angie, listen. I used to tell girls this shit in the 80s. In the 80s. Listen to me real carefully. I want to be your everything, baby. I want to be your father, your mother, your dog. I want to be your everything. They used to suck that shit.
You
watch
too much TV.
They used to suck that shit up. Hey, Tex, how many bitches we ran through in the summers of the 80s, son?
Oh, my gosh.
How many of y'all ladies was actually, besides TC, because in the 80s, TC was 50. So how many of you ladies... How many of you ladies was actually alive and moving off the block in the fucking 80s?
I wasn't humping in the 80s.
Oh, what? Kia, you wasn't either, because in the 80s, you like in what, middle school?
I can truly say me, I wasn't.
But you probably was still sucking dick in middle school, though, right?
Kia, he's trying to sex you up, Kia.
Now, Kia looked like she would probably suck a dick in the eighth grade, though. I'm wrong, Kia?
That's the wrong, Nitty.
Kia, you know you sucked a few dicks in the seventh, eighth grade, you little mushroom.
Nitty, I have not.
Angie.
I'm what's up?
In Long Island, y'all was sucking dick in the eighth grade in Long Island.
Nah, I wasn't. It was
you
wasn't.
All your girlfriends was?
It wasn't me, though, huh?
None of your girlfriends was sucking dick in eighth grade?
They might have.
They might have.
That's their story to tell, not mine. That's their story to tell. I ain't here to tell nobody else's story but mine. And that's not a part of the book.
You know Brooklyn guys used to ride the Long Island Railroad just to get their dick sucked.
That's all good. Somebody was doing something right. Y'all spit that cheese on the Long Island Railroad. Stop playing.
Niggas was paying $1.25 in the 80s to get their dick sucked.
And they did it.
Even in 8th grade.
And they
did it. Sunrise. Every time I went to the Sunrise.
So what's
sunrise,
that shit
I
about Brooklyn women?
Listen, I don't. You know, you can't say nothing bad about Brooklyn women because you know what? They set the tone. Every borough plays off of Brooklyn, period. Period. So don't get it twisted.
Thanks to Biggie.
No, they ain't the case. You know, yo, Chex, are you still here? Chex, you still here?
You don't got no hair.
All right, because if Chex is still here, he would tell you that Biggie was a fucking a passenger in the ride, nigga. He got all that shit from us.
Ain't
no thanks for Biggie shit. Brooklyn set the tone. Be clear.
Set the tone for what?
Motherfucker, New York is known from Brooklyn. Motherfucker, when you say you from New York, the first thing they say is Brooklyn. They don't say Queens, Long Island. Hold up. The host is in my ear. The owner is in my ear telling me to wrap this thing up.
In my part in thesis
of dating do's and don'ts. Dating do's and don'ts. Here's what I would say to the fellas. For the fellas that say they can't find a good woman, I would tell you, stop leading with your wallet. stop leading with your wallet. Use your personality. Because even if you're a square, it's proven that bitches love squares. Look at Tiger Woods. It's proven. Bitches love corny niggas. So all you gotta do is be corny and somebody's gonna love you. Now to the women. Let me tell you how to find a good man. Stop being fooled by the fucking flash. Because most guys with flash don't technically have cash. Stop being fooled by the flash. If you's a bitch, excuse me, my bad. If you's a hooker and you like spoken word, make sure the nigga you dating likes poetry. It's simple math. If you like walking in a park, make sure the nigga you trying to suck his dick like walking in a park too. Stop chasing niggas who don't have the same interests as you. Because at the end of the night, your pussy's going to be corny in 15 years. And y'all got to share the same interest. No, I don't really want to fuck you tonight, but let's go watch some spoken word or walk in the park or listen to some poetry. Date from your interest. That reason why some of y'all can't find a good man, because you're not following your heart. If you like fucking comedy, you got to date a funny dude, not a gangster nigga who don't think nothing is funny. He won't laugh at nothing. Can't do that. So I'm gonna let y'all marinate on that. And some of you chicks gonna still fuck niggas that you don't like. And some of you niggas gonna still pimp with your wallet. But at the end of the night, when you're sitting there lonely and nobody's there with you and you feel like a fucking square, just remember, big homie said, "I told you so." I'm out! This big motherfucker speaking my motherfucking point of view. My name is Big Homie. I like to thank everybody that's listening. And even though they did press number one, I was just fucking with you. Thanks for listening. I'm out, you cocksuckers.
Chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Church.
Now, player, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac.
What?
He don't got a perm.
What?
Why should we let you in the Pimp Legion of Doom?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a PIMP. Plus, I got the magic stick.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest chick. Sure they don't believe me, they call me tonight, and I show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic stick.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose. With the world, I had you up early in the morning, moaning, back shot, drop for the low, can't stop it. Been a fiend for this, is rocking me. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the mix. I heat it up, straight heat it up, straight heat it up. When I ain't in the hood with my toes out open, I'm in the telly working up a fresh rope. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love, you can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot of shit, cause I can back it up. My left stroke, the death stroke.
I got the magic trick. I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I am the baddest trick. Sure you don't believe me, then come meet tonight, and I'll show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic trick.
Lil' Kim, not a whore, but I sex a nigga so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills. Cause my head game had you little for hills. Give a nigga the chills, have him pay my bills. Buy magic Lambos with the same color bills. Shopping, spending juicy notes. I'm in the crib giving niggas deep pokes. Tonight, Lil' Kim gon' have you in the zone. Girl, for your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wipe me, give me the ring. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, down for anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. skunk in my trunk, ain't made for chunks. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high.
I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest shit. Show me you don't believe me, then come with me tonight. And I'll show you magic.
What? Magic?
I got the magic shit.
I put your face in it. I know you sprung off in your tongue. I know you tasted it. What I had to do is make a breaking record in its time.
1 minute, 6 seconds. Magic shit.
I got the magic box.
Magic.